tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Good news from my sources, and I told you this last week, and now the president has confirmed that he indeed did leak the phone call 2 weeks ago screaming at Netanyahu, saying you made everybody hate Israel, you'd be in prison if it wasn't for me, you're crazy. Now Trump's just directly giving Axios the transcripts of his latest calls with Netanyahu. And the Israelis confirmed this to Axios, which is really the CIA, just for those that didn't know. And Trump told him a couple days ago, we're going to end this war. You basically misled me. And if you continue to attack your neighbors, well, you've already defeated the enemy surrounding you. Israel is on its own. Now, when I first started 2 weeks ago saying clearly Trump wants an off-ramp, like half the commenters on X, which I pay attention to what you think and what you say. I get a lot of good information, but also get when people are wrong. About half of them were, oh, you're trying to facelift Trump. He'll never end this war until there's regime change. He's just good copping because he knows this is unpopular. Well, fine with me. If he's figured out this is super unpopular and wants to end the war, great. That's the whole point. It's not about Trump. It's not about cheerleading for Trump or the Democrats or Republicans or any of this crap. It's about ending these wars that are killing all these people, endangering the whole planet, and bankrupting our ass. And remember, Mark Levin 2 weeks ago was like, arrest whoever leaked this. And I went, Levin, it's Trump. It's a transcript. That's his favorite place, even above Fox now, because they do it instantly. And then, of course, it came out later. It was Trump. He's now admitted that. Now he directly talks to Axios and tells him that we're bringing the war to an end. And if Israel continues to try to start new fights to keep us involved, you're going to be on your own. That is cause for celebration. Doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet. As they say in Pulp Fiction, the wolf says, let's not start sucking each other's weenies yet. But this is very good. And the majority of Trump's cabinet, including J.D. Vance, said do not hit Iran 101 days ago. But Trump listened to Netanyahu. And so it's you want to blame somebody, blame Netanyahu first, blame Trump second, whatever. But it is true, and there's articles that point this out today. I was already going to say this. I saw articles saying it. I'm glad people get this. Iran thinks they hold all the cards. They hold some. They're being belligerent, too. And I get they believe, you know, they're on the wrong end of this, and they have been attacked. I'm not saying that's okay what happened to them. But if they continue to overreact to Israel, they're giving Israel what Israel wants. They need to stop. That's my opinion. We'll break it all down. We've got so much other news. Huge guest. Open phones today. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
I'll start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Insane if you don't get it. Okay? Well, listen. Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. Insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. Stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DallasShow.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the four horsemen of the apocalypse have been riding very quickly towards the horizon of nuclear war, the event horizon. But in the last few weeks, we've begun to pull back. Russia is making noises for the first time about ending the war and concessions. So is Ukraine. And the tone has been a lot different. Obviously, 2 weeks ago, Trump leaked to Axios. That's now admitted, as I told you first, that he's breaking with Netanyahu and that he wants an off-ramp in Iran. Now, for 100-and-something days, you know, he said, the news was reporting 38 times. It's more like 43 times. Trump says the war's about to be over. But this time it is different, as I said a week and a half ago, from my sources at the Pentagon, sources in the White House, and Trump directly leaking to Axios over and over and over again, and even to Fox News. But he gets irritated because they won't report his leaks purely the way he puts them out. So he's been going mainly with Axios. He's now officially given Axios the contents of his last phone calls with Netanyahu, saying, if you continue to attack first and start stuff to keep us in this war, you're on your own. And he said, get ready. The war is going to be over very, very soon. The problem is that Iran knows they hold a lot of cards, not all of them, with the Strait of Hormuz closed and things, and they're demanding a lot of stuff. Trump's not going to have the U.S. military leave the Middle East. Trump is not going to let them have full control of the Strait of Hormuz. And so it's a stalemate. So the real wild cards here, obviously, is Israel and Iran. But Trump legitimately gets this as killing the Republicans in the midterms, killing the economy. It doesn't make up for what he did. It's not about a facelift for Trump that I'm reporting this. We just call balls and strikes. No one can deny, who's being a serious person, that it's good to end this war that kills all these civilians and endangers the potential threat escalation ladder to nuclear war, Middle East-wide war, the destruction of the economy, the destruction of the recovery, right when we're on the edge of total bankruptcy. This isn't like a regular recession or depression. We can't have this. So that's the first big piece of news I want to get to, and the type of things they've been doing to manipulate Trump's psyche. Now, I said this when Butler happened, the day and the day after. I said, now they'll claim Iran was behind it, and 2 days later they did. Total crap, but I don't know how the globalists think. They had a couple cutouts for Pakistan that thought they were working for ISIS and Iran. You know, ISIS doesn't work with Iran. Being paid to come kill Trump, so they could tell Trump, oh, the Iranians are trying to kill you, so he'd get pissed off at them. And then Trump said, if I die and get killed, we're going to blow up Iran. And I said, Israel could kill you now and blame it on Iran. Use your head. And they put him in a decoy plane because they were hyping up surface-to-air missiles that I was also very concerned about, the deep state doing it. I said the deep state will claim Iran has shipped in surface-to-air missiles through Mexico and that they're going to shoot down Trump when he was on Trump Force One, when he wasn't in Air Force One that has the anti-missile defense packages on it, the flares and avionic jamming and other little goodies that are classified, I'm told. And sure enough, it's now come out that indeed that's how they controlled Trump's brain. That's how they manipulated him. You just see it when you study all this. So we'll be getting into that. And You remember a few months ago, Trump deployed, and they wouldn't say where, the Middle East, the 82nd Airborne, large contingents of it. Well, it's confirmed they're in Israel, and they're ready to go. And Trump's still talking about if Iran doesn't totally come to the table, launching attacks on Krag Island and other places, and the head of the army told him don't do it, so Trump fired him. But just hopefully Trump doesn't, because he weaves and back and forth, doesn't go from moving to get out of the war and being serious about it, decoupling from Netanyahu and the Israel lobby that's controlling much of our policy, domestic and foreign, and he doesn't weave back into doubling down. Because Trump, the Marines have told you, the Army has told you, we need over 100,000 troops just to take the Strait of Hormuz, and we're going to have big casualties, okay? And that's why all the neocons are saying they want the national draft implemented. The Democrats passed a law a couple years ago that starting in December of this year, the Selective Service is implemented, and then the process of the draft is basically locked and loaded. And now they're calling you to go ahead and bring the draft in. Europe's bringing the draft in. In fact, a bunch of the countries have already passed it, including women. So this is the world gearing up for total war, and it is a serious, serious problem. So, but look at these headlines they're pulling up. Israel accused of planting mysterious spy devices near the White House. That was confirmed years ago. Now it's been confirmed again. And speaking of that, Israel and its attempt to fully take over our domestic policy, not just foreign policy, has now been totally exposed with their brazen attempt in now 15 different bills we found, including the Defense Authorization Act, to merge everything with the Israeli military and intelligence. Absolutely crazy. So we'll be getting to all the latest developments on that. Then I predicted, it wasn't hard to predict, that Spencer Pratt would be in the lead on Election Day. And then magically, as California always does, whether it takes a week or a month, they will find the magic mail-in ballots. They will find them in magic warehouses and magic vans and magic trucks. And that Pratt would end up being kicked into third place and wouldn't even be in the runoff. And that's now being reported. Associated Press calls mayor's race for Neetha Raman after another fraudulent ballot drop, Barry Spencer Pratt. Raman gains 33,000 votes. And again, we're talking 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10, depending on which new ballot drop comes in. But it's been 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10. Go for her and for Bass. Is it that magic? Just like we see the Democrats everywhere else when they do this in the elections. So now the U.S. prosecutors say imminent indictments in California over this. And when they usually say imminent indictments, they actually do indict people. There's been some indictments. It's gone from almost none to some in different areas. I'm not holding my breath, though. So that's their playbook, the Red Mirage. Breaking, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be getting into that. Here's the article. Federal election fraud charges coming soon to California. U.S. Attorney Bill SLI tells Glenn Beck, we'll be charging some people, and they say soon. So we've got that clip. We're going to be getting into that. Also, I was reviewing Epstein's so-called suicide again, just looking at just how crazy all this is, and ran into some very interesting information I'd forgotten about that's now circulating again thanks to Mariana Fall. I forgot that basically 35 minutes before, it was first announced that Epstein had, quote, killed himself, that a 4chan post, and it's timestamped, it's confirmed that it's accurate, and specifically put out information that all came out later to be accurate. Unbelievable. I'm going to tie that into the scandal in the Maine Senate race and what the Democrats reportedly been caught doing there. I don't think you'll be surprised. A lot coming out on that front. Also, big movements on immigration and the invasion. Trump admin to strip U.S. citizenship from foreigners suspected of immigration fraud and historic crackdown. And that's the word that they're going after Ilhan Omar, who 100% engaged in immigration fraud, marrying her brother and all the rest of it. And that would be something really nice to see Ilhan Omar deported back to her hellhole failed state, whatever you want to call it. We got a bunch of other angles and information on that. But I want to take a lot of calls today, interspersed with all of this news as it unfolds. And so coming up as we go to break here in about 15 minutes, I'm going to give the number out. I'm going to take some calls this hour. Then he joins us most Tuesdays. It's just, nobody else can get him. He's so smart on geopolitics in general. Victor Boot's going to be joining us. So I just want to take five or six calls on the state of the world, on the Iran war, the Ukraine war, what you make of all this Israeli spying and Israel's attempt at a coup over our military-industrial complex intelligence system. We're taking calls on that subject next segment. Then I'll go through the calls that are on the boards. Just put six or seven up. I should be able to get to those. Then we'll clear the phone lines and have some phone calls for Victor Boot for you. I'd love to, the wild card questions you ask. And then I will continue on with just a total free-for-all, any topic, any subject, first-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree, in the third hour. And then we're going to do a deeper dive with Ivan Raiklin, who's in the was in the Defense Intelligence Agency, a lieutenant colonel in Army Special Operations, and also a lawyer. And we need to really look at how big this is with Israel making its move to literally have a coup over our military-industrial complex. And that's even being called that by members of Congress now. That's what it is. And the boldness of it is just unprecedented. And if we can just get Israel to not be on a psychotic, megalomaniac jihad for a greater Israel, or just get us decoupled from it, and they want to go try that, that's their business, but we're not going to be part of it. Of course, they're holding us for nuclear blackmail, the Samson option. Then we can deal with the globalist, the megabanks, communist China, the left, because Israel is sucking all the air out of the room. But when they're the first and foremost lead elephant trying to run us over, I mean, I'm all over them. And if you'd have told me 5 years ago that I would be spending half my time on air talking about Israel literally trying to take over domestically so they can control foreign policy, I would just say that's crazy. I know Israel's powerful and its lobby's powerful, but it's so delusional. Delusions of grandeur. And it's not even monolithic. It's Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir and that coalition. But now they've lost the coalition votes they need. The first time in 25 years that Netanyahu in power has had this big of a shift against him in Israel. So we just hope and pray. But we also trust in God. But as the Bedouins say, tie up our camel. Or Hunter S. Thompson, you're being blown in a storm up against the rocks. Yeah, pray to God, but row away from the rocks. We got to deal with this Israel situation. And let's go ahead and get into that right now. So 2 weeks ago when Trump came out against Netanyahu, I was right. And I made some calls. And they said, yeah, how do you know that? I just know how Trump operates in the past stuff. And I knew a previous phone call is very similar to this from Tucker Carlson and others. And now Tucker's gone public about those. This is a year ago. And then just a couple months ago, last time he talked to him. But I talked to others that have also been in the room. And Trump was advised by the Pentagon that later came out, and by the Joint Chiefs, and by the head of counterterrorism, National Counterterrorism Center, Kent, and Gabbard, and all the rest of them, do not think you're going to get regime change. They will close the strait. Don't do that. So we already know that's part of history. You know, that happened, that meeting 5-6 days before this war that we're 100-plus days into, 102 days into, cranked up. And Trump listened to Netanyahu that they were about to fall, that the uprisings were about to work with the Kurds. It didn't work. And so, clearly, Trump leaked that, and now he's confirmed he did. So, you have Mark Levin saying, arrest whoever leaked it. Well, the president's allowed to declassify or leak transcripts of his conversations with world leaders if he makes that decision. Now Trump is openly talking to Axios and telling him about Netanyahu conversations, the newest ones, the latest ones, and Netanyahu and the Israelis have confirmed this stuff has gone on, including you're the effing crazy thing, and then now the Israelis that were in the room with Netanyahu told Axios, no, this is all true. Trump told him over the weekend, we're ending this war very soon, one way or another, and if you continue to attack Lebanon and other areas every time to derail the peace deal, I'm just going to end it outright, and then I'm going to cut you loose, and you're going to be on your own. And we have the transcript Trump released to Axios. So there's not debate. This is going on. This is real. And, of course, Mark Levin is now freaking out, saying, why have you betrayed Israel? Trump, what are you doing? This is crazy. Mr. Levin, Israel's, Netanyahu's Mossad plan didn't work. We were right. You're super unpopular, have the lowest ratings on Fox. Ben Shapiro has about 5% of the audience he used to have. He now has, like, on average, 5,000 views per YouTube video. Drying paint has more viewers than that. You guys are reviled. And you want to hitch your wagon up to us and have us go off on your kamikaze mission for greater Israel. The whole world's turned against you. It's time to accept the gains you got blowing up most of Iran's equipment and their proxy armies. And you've got all your industry and per capita, you're the richest country in the world. We're falling apart. You should just shut up and go quiet and hope everybody moves on. But we know you're not going to do that. You're going to false flag to play victim. You're going to demonize your political opposition. You're going to continue to control Congress. You're going to continue to primary people. You're going to continue to go around terrorizing everybody with the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and it's going to end in total disaster. At least a horrible regional war. All the Muslims turning against you. The world's already turned against you. And the Islamics attacking you. And you have somehow taken the Islamics, that used to be the most unpopular people in the world, and turned them into victims. What a spectacular job you've done. You know, Israel prides itself on thinking long term. Well, you've not been thinking long term, or second, third, fourth, fifth order effects. Because if you did, you'd listen to all the former Mossad chiefs that are living and almost every former top general. They've all gone public for over a year saying Netanyahu is going to trigger a giant war that will end up destroying Israel. So for all of you Israel worshipers, you Christian Zionists, and you low-grade moron Zionists, and all the rest of you idiots, if I really had it out for the Jews, and I really wore secret Hitler underwear, I would be egging you on right now and telling you you're doing a great job. Napoleon said never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Well, I'm not your damn enemy. I am an enemy of your psychotic leaders that are out of their minds and who know that if they don't keep a war going, they're going to prison. And I don't like being held hostage by Ben Yavir and Netanyahu. You like being held hostage by them? You got Stockholm Syndrome? You just go be mentally ill over there. But get out of our way. Stop trying to run our lives. Stop trying to censor us. This is not a fight that's good for anybody. We have big problems with the Islamics, the Chi-Coms, the globalists, the megabanks, the huge population issues. If we do the best job we can and humanity tries to work together, we got a rocky road ahead. But with all this crap going on, Israel throwing itself in the middle of this and ignoring everything else going on in the world, making it all about you and having real estate advertisements with Ben-Gavir about how you're going to move the Jews into southern Lebanon while you carpet bomb the Christians. I mean, my God, you're committing war crimes. And it's all coming out. And if you think we're going to sit here and have you do this in our name, you got another thing coming. So, stop it now. Back off the accelerator. You got everybody in a game of chicken with you, and I don't want to play chicken with you. I'm locked in this car, have no control over the steering wheel. I'm going 200 miles an hour straight at your ass. You have a steering wheel. You're in control of Congress. Turn off the accelerator. Pull off to the side. Knock it off. We can go to the local gas station and have ice cream together. God almighty. But it's too much fun and all the intrigue, being the center of the universe and turning the whole world into some Marvel comic movie where you're the villains posing as the saviors. It's just a disaster. We're already in a disaster. And I could play you hours of new clips of the Muslims saying they're going to kill every Jew on earth. You don't think I don't know that? Well, why doesn't the Israel lobby team up and help the West kick all these people out? Oh, no, you're involved bringing them here. Netanyahu proposed 2 years ago when they're done with Gaza, shipping millions of them to Europe and the United States. How about we put them at your house, pal? You want to dump those rattlesnakes into our house? Yeah, you crap. All you treat us like garbage when you should be kissing America's ass for bailing you out over and over and over again. You've destroyed yourself, probably. You're just not taking us with you, buddy. You're not taking us with you. I mean, just look at Ben Yavir and when he talks, he looks like a giant clown. Netanyahu's completely out of his mind. And then those of us that are actually trying to stop all this because we want stability and freedom, we're the bad guys. And you think demonizing us makes us go away? People are mad at me that I'm not foaming at the mouth wanting to kill all the Jews. And the whole new cosmology of the global awakening, is it to AI, is it to world government, is it to transhumanism, and the mad scientist at the top of this, people are waking up to global government tyranny, and now they're like baby ducks that imprint on the first thing they see. Everybody's imprinting on you are the devil. And you're like, great, the Zionists will get persecuted more, and that'll make all the Jews give all their money to the Zionists, and the Zionists will use the clash of civilizations to get total power, and we'll control the United States, and we'll come out on top in this global conflict. Yes, I know your plan. It's public. It's crazy. It's not going to work. You understand this attempt to have Israel merge the military and intelligence has completely blown up in your face and caused a chain reaction politically now, right? You know the Pentagon came out and said you're the main threat now, right? You understand that? I'm going to stop lecturing Israel and Israel's leaders. I'm like the FBI with a bullhorn talking to the bank robbers that have got hostages saying, you're already in a lot of trouble. You want to spend 20 years in prison or do you want to have the SWAT team come in? And then even if you survive, you're going to end up on death row in a supermax. Come on. Come on out. Come on. Put the gun down. Come on, Ben-Gavir, Netanyahu. Stop it. You can stop doubling down now. Please, use your head. But you look at Shmoly and you look at Ben-Gavir. You think those lunatics... I mean, look at these guys. They love it. This is the most exciting thing in the world. Ben-Gavir just came out and said, we need to take all the women and children, including Christians in Lebanon, kidnap their women and children until they surrender. And the Christians are stuck between Israel and the Iranian forces. And Israel's just carpet bombing it. And that's what they do in Gaza and the West Bank. They grab people's kids, their wives, drag them off to these dungeons where they get raped, killed. And everybody knows about it. I mean, look at Ben-Gavir. Look at this guy. Look at him. I mean, every time you look at him, he looks like he's on five hits of ecstasy. While he's like beating up refugees and beating up detainees himself personally. He goes in the dungeons and tortures people himself. I mean, look, he's a complete psychotic. This guy's going to get us all killed. I'll come back with all the clips on this, finish up, and move into other topics. I have the very best, strongest methylene blue. From a medical-grade company that produces it for medical firms. Instead of using radioactive iodine, you know, to track stuff before surgeries, they're more and more using methylene blue. So I told Bigley, I said, get me wherever the highest rated is. So they spent like 6 months and said, where is it? And they said, oh, this is a medical firm in Florida. They don't even sell this for human consumption, though it's great for that. And I'm like, okay, great. So some bottles of it came in, sat there about a week, because I'd taken methylene blue before, barely felt any energy, knew it was really good for your mitochondria. And, you know, so it's time to sell it. We're going to do it. Kennedy's promoting it. This was a year and a half ago. Almost years ago, they're like, hey, boss, you know, it's coming out tomorrow. You got to cut the ads. I went, well, I haven't tried it yet. This better be good. And so the show ends, and I had a glass of iced tea, just like I do today. Okay? And I take one dropper and put it in the iced tea. And so I only drink half the iced tea. So I took half a dropper, and all of a sudden, I'm like feeling warm and I'm like electricity in my hands. I'd forgotten I'd taken it because I'm busy doing stuff at the show. And I go into the bathroom, and I take my shirt off, and I turned red. Not like hives, like I was. It was distributed. I'm already pretty tan. Tan good, a little bit Native American, the benefits of that. But I was like even redder, and I was like, what is this? And I'm like, electricity. I go, oh, that's what people say methylene blue does if it's really good. And I was like, and I started feeling so good. I was like, this is kind of scary. And about an hour into it, I go, I hope this stops because it was getting too good. That happened to Derek. He took it and said, I'm scared to take it. I thought he was on acid. So it's psychoactive everything, okay? I mean, this is not a freaking game, okay? It skips the oxygenation process, two steps in the cells, and all this other wild stuff. And so my medical doctor 6-7 years ago, went wellness clinics all over the state. He's got like 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees. It's ridiculous. He said, and by the way, I want you to get methylene blue. It'll be USP grade. Just get it wherever. Just make sure it's USP grade, meaning it's, you know, medical grade. And I ordered it and tried it and really didn't feel any energy when, you know, but I'm sure it was good for me, but I'd forget to take it. So I was like, okay, everybody wants methylene blue. I know it's good. We'll get it. We'll sell it. Get, you know, get the best. I take this and it is nothing like any methylene blue I ever took. I mean, it is strong. It's amazing. But just like Group told me with the pure atomic iodine that it would do great stuff with my skin, those liver spots I had, you can go back to shows 14, 15 years ago before Group came along and you can see those spots I had. They're gone, baby. Gone, literally gone. It's amazing. But within 2 weeks of taking the methylene blue, the guy I trained with was like, hey, are you on something? Did you get a steroid prescription or something? I was like, no. And he goes, well, what's going on? I mean, you're losing weight even quicker, and now you used to have trouble doing 10 pull-ups, and you just did 20. And man, you're like pushing like on the leg press twice what you were a month ago. What the hell's going on, dude? You're like glowing. And Sean Johnson told the story, and I said, it's methylene blue. He's a former Navy SEAL trainer, all that. He took it, gave his testimony about how within 30 minutes he was all zinned out and it was crazy and everything. This stuff really works. Now, when you first taste it, you get the crazy effects psychologically. You always feel the energy some, but as it builds up, it's not even a tolerance. It's when your body hasn't had this, it really notices it first. But the first time you take it, I say take a quarter dropper. Talk to your physician, too, because if you're on SSRIs or some other drugs, it'll make you jump off a building. I mean, people have taken methylene blue when they're on Prozac and they jump off buildings. Okay? That's rare. Usually women just pull their clothes off and start having orgies and stuff. I mean, I'm serious. Okay? I mean, like, you want to go cuckoo town, take this with SSRIs and you're going to cuckoo town because that's how strong this is. Okay? That's what this does. And we know it's good for you. But this is not a joke. Okay? I don't sell crap.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There is a public global plan to bring in world government and slowly but surely exterminate at least 80% of the world population. This broadcast, myself and my crew, are on Team Humanity and firmly stand against this dehumanization. Join us in that fight at AlexJonesLive.com. Be the Paul Revere you were born to be. Share that URL, AlexJonesLive.com, with all the audio and video feeds free. The articles, the reports, the bad guys don't want out, and boost them. Paul Revere them now, AlexJonesLive.com. Get the free app on Android or app right now with all the video and audio feeds, news feeds, everything at AlexJonesApp.com, Android and iPhone. All right. Let me just finish up with this situation, and I'm going to give the number out. We'll take like 5-6 calls, and then, like I said, we'll talk geopolitics and more with Victor Buttigieg, joins us most Tuesdays, and then we'll take calls for him on that. But right now we're taking calls on the geopolitical lay of the land. Trump clearly going for an exit ramp. That's a good thing. We should continue to praise him when he does that, criticize him when he goes off that. What do you make of this? What do you make of him now officially giving Axios information that he's done with the war, that if Israel continues to attack Lebanon and other areas to keep Iran engaged, that he's going to still do the peace deal and, quote, leave Israel on its own. That's a big deal. We'll put the number on screen for you to join us. Again, we'll just take 5-6 calls here and then clear the phone systems and have fresh calls for boot. You'll be welcome to call in for that. We're taking first-time callers right now. It'll be free-for-all in the third hour today. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. If you're outside the U.S., just put in the country code and 512-266-0642. All right, so here is the reports. Trump claims Iran peace deal imminent for 38th time as promised breakthrough fails to materialize. It's actually 40-plus times. But this is different this time, as I said 2 weeks ago, because he's the one leaking the information. He's the one going after Netanyahu. And I've talked to military sources. They told that Trump is indeed disengaging because he knows it didn't work like Israel said it would. Israel and Iran nearly pull Trump back into war. He's anxious to end. Axios gets that right. Iran is also being belligerent and jumping to get into the war as soon as possible. And they also confirmed not just what Trump told Axios, but they talked to Israelis and confirmed this indeed all did happen, to see the incredible access Axios has. And here's some of the transcript of what he said. This is what Trump told Axios. I said, Bibi, you better be careful or you'll be on your own very soon. He went on to say he is ending the war very, very soon. And it goes on from there. So that's good movement in the right direction. Trump just told Netanyahu on the record that if he restarts the Iran war, he can fight it without America. In a phone interview with Axios, the president said he delivered the warning after Israel's Sunday strike on Beirut set off the weekend's dangerous missile exchange with Iran. His own words to Israeli insider, Bibi, you better be careful or you'll be on your own soon. This is about as direct as it gets. Trump is signaling he will not be dragged back into the war he wants out of, and that Israel's protection is not unconditional if Netanyahu keeps lighting fuses like he did 100-plus days ago, dragging us in by striking. The Beirut strike crossed the exact Iran line they warned about and would reignite everything, but Trump answered by aiming the threat at his own ally instead. That's what Axios reported. Meanwhile, neocon Mark Levin freaks out over Trump throwing Netanyahu under the bus. You can read his post on X. There's a bunch of them. Why are we turning on Israel and Netanyahu tonight? Why is the president turning on him? What's happened here? Turning on him is completely out of his mind. This is a dead end, dummy. He's always saying, I don't really understand the military, but I believe in our troops. We can defeat them. We dropped 25,000 bombs on them. Well, we dropped 7.6 million on the Vietnamese. How'd that work out, Mark? They control the Strait of Hormuz, Mark? Doesn't work that way, Mark? Idiot. So, by the way, I've talked to a lot of these big Republican pundits. Never talked to Mark Levin, but I've followed him for 30-something years, and I've talked to a lot of the other big ones, the speechwriters, you name it, these so-called geopolitical experts. You talk to them, they are an inch deep, a mile wide, all hat, no cattle. They don't understand anything. It's like what Tucker Carlson said to Senator Cruz, who's on all these defense committees. He said, so how many people are in Iran? I don't know. I don't care. Well, how big is Iran compared to Iraq? I don't know. I need to know that. Well, it's three times the size, and it's three times the people, 95 million people. And have you seen the Pentagon assessments of a war and regime change? It's not going to work. Tucker, all I know is, this is what he said, all I know is we got to take them out. Okay, there you go. But a big part of this control has been saying, oh, Iran's got missiles in the U.S., surface to air, they're going to kill you, sir. Oh, they're trying to assassinate you, and having the CIA go out and hire, you know, idiots that thought they were working for Iran, and really they're working for the CIA. That's all come out over and over again. Tucker Carlson, bombshell. Ken Silva says Susie Wiles, chief of staff, and Sean Curran helped run a psychological operation on Trump. They reportedly convinced him Iran had smuggled missiles into America. I said this back at the time. And they put him in a decoy plane before his foreign policy flipped. Yeah, that's all the stuff they've been doing during the campaign and after to create this fear and to get Trump to go after Iran. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Especially considering what happened after, where Trump gets effortlessly elected and then becomes this crazed neocon. He becomes the one thing he said he hated. Mm-hmm. There's a total change in Trump.
It is worth mentioning that Susie Wiles and Sean Curran were both involved in what I would argue like a psyop on Trump to make him think the Iranians were out to get him. And this is after the Ryan Ruth event. They actually tell Trump that the Iranians have smuggled missiles into the country and they want to shoot down your plane, which there's absolutely no evidence for that. I mean, no actual documentation, no witnesses, no arrests were made. If that were true, the war would have started a lot earlier. But in any event, they actually put Trump on a decoy plane with...
I remember.
Yeah, they used Steve Witkoff's plane, and him, Witkoff, and Susie Wiles would ride in Witkoff's plane while the staff were serving as decoys on Trump Force One, which I'm not sure how they would feel about that. But, I mean, it's pretty crazy. Like, if you look at the reporting on this, the staff would be going to Trump Force One and the Secret Service would be like, oh, keep your head down, like acting like a threat was out there. Like, it really seemed like a total psyop to me. It's bizarre.
Preparatory to this war, of course, right?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, you can make the argument that Trump was already an Iranian hawk, but, you know, this certainly didn't help.
You can't make the argument that Trump was in favor of a regime change war with Iran, since he was explicitly against a regime change war with Iran, like, for a decade.
Yeah, that's certainly what he said. Wasn't there rumors that he was about to launch a war in the last month of like his
of the first term?
Presidency?
Yeah. Well, I mean, those were more than rumors that he was under a lot of pressure to do that. But the fact is he didn't. And then he spent his campaign, in the 2024 race arguing against regime change war, attacking people who were in favor of it.
That's right.
And then he launched it, and not just launched it, but became this kind of enthusiastic tool of the government of Israel. So, I mean, maybe those are all organic changes of heart, but he's never explained how or why. And the demarcation, the change point, the pivot seems to be this shooting.
Now, look at these photos. This is confirmed. Pentagon says the airborne's been over there a couple months. Wouldn't say where, because the Arab states won't take them. So they're in Israel, folks, and here's our airborne troops in Israel ready to go in. Let's hope we can end this soon and pull this back. Now, I want to hit one more thing before I go to your phone calls. I've got a ton of news coming up after that. We have seen a massive political earthquake happening, but not just Congressman Massey, but other members of Congress talking about an official investigation in Congress and hearings about the USS Liberty 59 years later in the anniversary yesterday. And again, that's good, because it was a false flag. It was wrong, terrible what Israel did. I've been exposing it forever. But now we need to bring in more pressure on Israel and their lobby and Netanyahu, because false flags are right up Netanyahu's alley to get the idea of false flags fresh people's minds. So we take that tool away from the Likudniks and their allies inside our government. And it also then puts more pressure on all this legislation, not just the NDAA, but 14 other pieces that all have basically the same wording of turning our military and intelligence over to the Israelis, integrating, fusing, synchronizing. These are all words that are used. Synchronizing, integrating, fusing, coordinating. I mean, just everything. It's unbelievable power grab. So here's Congressman Massey's historic remarks yesterday on the 59th anniversary of America's most decorated ship. Here it is.
On the next day, on June 8th, they started the day. The visibility was unlimited. The American flag was flying proudly on the USS Liberty. More planes came from Israel to surveil the boat, the ship. And they thought they were in good shape. But what happened next surprised them all. French Mirage jets showed up and for 25 minutes strafed and attacked the USS Liberty. They shot rockets. They shot 30-millimeter cannons into the hull and into the ship. They even dropped napalm on the bridge of the ship. This was an effort to kill everybody on board. There was no intention of taking prisoners. After the 25 grueling minutes of attack on this virtually unarmed ship, and they thought things were over and they could recover, the torpedo boats showed up, three torpedo boats. They launched four torpedoes. One of them hit the hull of the USS Liberty and killed 25 people instantly. It blew a 40-foot by 40-foot hole in the side of this ship. They were intent on sinking it. But they were also intent on not having a single survivor. According to eyewitness accounts, the Israelis machine gunned the lifeboats that they put down. They machine gunned the firefighters who were on the deck. They were bringing the wounded and the dead to the mess hall to triage them. They had one doctor who was trying to help them all, put a few stitches in. It was harrowing, and it's amazing. If not for that crew, that boat would have sunk that day. But it still wasn't over. Helicopters showed up, combat helicopters. And the USS Liberty, even though their signals were being jammed by the Israelis, got a signal out. And there were ships that tried to respond. The USS Saratoga, the USS America sent planes. Both of them sent planes to help the USS Liberty. And something happened that's never happened before. A ship under attack, the planes were recalled. This has never happened before. And they sat there for 17 hours. 34 dead, 174 wounded out of 294 crew members. That's over 70% casualty rate, unheard of. The Israelis were intent on leaving no survivor. And what about our own military? Why did they not send anybody for 17 hours to help these men? So what really happened? You know, the official reports say that it was a case of mistaken identity. But if you listen to Dean Rusk, former Secretary of State, Richard Helms, CIA Director, Bobby Ray Inman, head of the NSA, Captain Ward Boston, who was the chief counsel of the Court of Inquiry. If you listen to Admiral Moore, who served in Pearl Harbor, Midway, commanded both the Atlantic and Pacific Fleet, and was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, none of these distinguished men think this was an accident. They think it was intentional murder by the country of Israel, either as a false flag operation or because they simply didn't want anybody observing what they were doing that day. Well, I've got a call to action for everybody here. Honor these individuals. Quit ignoring that they exist. Go to their website, ussliberty.org. Support them. And while they're still alive, they need closure. Let's give them closure. Let's have an investigation. Let's pass a resolution honoring them. It's long overdue. And then they can have their justice. With that, I yield back. And I ask unanimous consent to enter into the record a declaration of Ward Boston declaring that the only official court of inquiry was invalid.
When you look at what the U.S. government and Israel did to cover up the U.S.'s liberty, that itself is insane. And they are not happy that it's on the front burner right now. All right, I'm about to go to your phone calls on the geopolitics and your take on it, and then Victor Boot will also take your phone calls and more and all these other issues and open phones in the third hour into the fourth. But I'm very excited about this. When we got Bigley as a sponsor 2 years ago, and now you know, the main funders of the Alex Jones Network and the owners of it, I went to them and I said, listen, here's the highest rated water filters out there. There's over 40 or 50 brands of gravity-fed filters. Hell, more than that if it's the smaller units, hundreds. I said, here's the highest ratings. Here's what I want. I've noticed that past sponsors we had, for whatever reason, the quality would go down. I've not had a water filter that we sell in a couple of years. I said, here's the specs I want. Go to the top factories. Do this. It took them 2 years. And I got to tell you, the specs, all of it, plus it's the highest quality stainless steel. You don't have to get the stand with it if you don't want it. It's a 3-gallon, gravity-fed, double carbon filter. And I've got the major chemical testing company fact sheets here. They're posting those at Bigley at the alexjonesstore.com. This baby is hands down. They knocked it out of the park again. So I said, I want the best. It has the very best, highest rated double carbon filtering, gravity fed, and it has hands down the nicest stainless steel and quality and craftsmanship. They knocked it out of the park. This is hands down the best gravity-fed filter out there. And, folks, they sell at, you know, the big camping stores and the online stuff all day for $400. Stuff that has the highest rated double carbon filter, but the stainless steel is even stainless steel. It's just crap. I mean, when this came in last week, I was like, what in the world? And I went and, you know, got all the overhead shot. Look at this. Here's the Vomax Group Testing Center. They got multiple, you know, testing of it. The report on it. You can see the reports from last year. That was just testing the filters. It went through years of getting this ready. And we've got all the report here, non-detectable level, non-detectable level. But then by the law, you always just say non-detectable level. That means there's nothing in there. NSF International study with all the government certifications. It's one of the top testing labs evaluation report from NSF International. And just look at this. Non-detectable, non-detectable, non-detectable. All the forever chemicals, the glyphosates, the atrazine. Non-detectable, 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 non-detectable. Now, I'm going to shoot some official ads about this soon. I just wanted to let you know that these babies are now in. They got their first run of them. And because they are expensive, they did a limited run because, you know, we're not even marking this up 100%. Everybody else marks up their stuff 100, 200%. We're not doing it, okay? So this filter, stuff not as good as $400 in stores. You get a deal, $329, $350. Ladies and gentlemen, out of the gates, you can get this right now. Stuff in stores not as good for $400, $350 discounted. Regular price, $299. But for our launch, it's only $229. And for VIP members, $183. And by the way, I tried to talk Bigley out of that, but they're the boss. I said, we're going to make $40 on this. I mean, they said, listen, we're doing it. And that's the way it is. I said, fine. Then order 10,000 of them, not 1,000 of these. These are going to go, watch, you go to thealexjonesstore.com in 2 days. They won't be there because people that know filters are going to grab this up right now. If they can just get me 20,000, 100,000 of these, we'll fund the whole network, all the hosts, everybody. And then people will be getting, you just put this on your counter in your kitchen or your living room, your business. It's beautiful. You just dump tap water. You can put swamp water in this. It cuts everything out. An emergency pool water, whatever. And it comes out as clean as it gets, folks. Okay, this is insane. I told him you got to give it a better name than dual carbon gravity fed water filter. I'm not mad at him. I'm just like, you got to call this the best gravity fed filter in the world or, you know, the Duke of filters. I don't know, but this is badass. I am so impressed. Great job. And I've been saying 2 years, I want a highest rated stainless steel filter. And they came down and looked at us and see all these brands. They used to look like this and they get cheap and now they go to this. And then, you know, on and on and on. This baby is as good as it gets. And it funds this operation, and the price is the best you're going to get. For $183 for VIPs, that is beyond a steal. $229, insanely good. Insanely good. Take advantage of it now, thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm going to shoot some professional ads where I show you blow-ups of the documents and go over it all and explain it all. In fact, I've told the guys, I don't know if they've done it yet, I want all this data published on the site. Go read it for yourself. I'm really proud of this. I'm really proud of Bigley. I can literally say this is the best gravity-fed filter out there. Unbelievable. Highest quality construction, best filters, highest rated. This baby's got it all. But these other companies, they get cheap. They keep the filters good, but the outside and the container are ugly pieces of crap. And we actually had some sponsors years ago that we caught cutting the quality of the filters. We're not doing that. This is one hell of a deal. Also, there's a flash sale today on 50% off at thealexjonesstore.com on key products like Life Force. This is the strongest. This is the horse pill. This is the two top highly rated spike protein pro-cardiovascular formulas that are safe to be put together. We just said, we'll just combine the two best known formulas into a horse pill This is so good for your whole body. Men notice in the morning a little bit better. You know what? It's amazing. You can get it for 50% off right now, today, at thealexjonesstore.com. So be sure and take advantage of that right now. All right, I said I'd start going to your calls. I'm going to them late, but it's the same questions for Victor Booth. It's geopolitics, so he'll be able to address you as well. So you can talk to Victor Booth coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and get one caller in who is up first here. Let's go to Jay in Texas. Jay, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, this is Jay Walker in West Texas. You'll remember the last time I called, Francis Boyle was on, and I was the first person to blow the whistle on the quarantines coming to the United States. I need everybody to go look up the Vault 7 papers. There's a paper in there called Pandemic. I need everybody to go read that document. I need national reporters to go look at it. I'm in the middle of the data centers out here, and I'm in one of Joel Skousen's strategic relocation areas, and they're putting in three of these data centers. So a call to action for everybody, go stop these data centers in your community. Just go to the city council, speak out against it, get a moratorium, stop it, do whatever you have to do. And, you know, Alex, you mentioned Russia has just, for the first time, called for peace. They've been calling for peace every single week, but their message is suppressed. And it really just comes down to...
Well, hold on. I'll hold you over because I remember your call 5 years ago or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And you saying that they're going to do quarantines and all that, and you were right, and so was our guest. But you notice the data centers are being put in a lot of the strategic relocation areas that are actually safer in a nuclear war or civil unrest. They're going to use these as globalist corporate governmental command bases, not just land grabs, and that's a big point that you made. But for people who don't know what Vault 7 is, I want you to come back and elaborate. Vault 7 was Edward Snowden, one of the big CIA documents he released, with all the CIA hacking into other countries' computers, attacking us, false flagging them, doing a bunch of other stuff. And I remember reading over the pandemic section, but I don't remember the exact details. What is in the Vault 7 secret NSA CIA data dump dealing with pandemics?
Okay, so the data dump is so large in Vault 7 that there are tens of millions of documents that human beings have never, ever laid eyes on. So any one of you listening right now, every one of you listening right now, could go break a brand new story. There's that many documents there. Why the pandemic document is so important is because it talks about, and I've never heard the show even mention this, this is how nuclear this is, and they talk about con ops rooms. This might be the first time you've ever even heard that term. Con ops means continuity of operations. And basically the paper outlines that their con ops rooms, essentially they would create web pages that would tell people.
Stay there. This is important. I remember this now. That's why, this is key to the COG martial law takeover plan. Hour number two minutes away.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow! The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The crew's trying to pull it up right now. I remember reading this when it broke. I don't know, what was Snowden, 12 years ago or whatever. And it COG, spying on people, doing cyber attacks, spoofing, blaming the Russians, the Chinese, stuff like that. And I remember the pandemic section dealing with lockdowns, continuity of government being kicked in. But go slow, because the crew's still looking. Where's the last place you found the Vault 7 document? On the WikiLeaks website? I know that was down for...
Yes, it is still on the WikiLeaks website, mm-hmm. Still in Vault 7. So pandemic is its own book, per se. It's not even like a section. It's its own book on how to do the pandemic. And
well, tell us real slow. Tell us real slow so we can pull it up. We're having... There it is. So you go to WikiLeaks website, and you type in... Yeah.
Find Vault 7.
Yeah, there it is. There's Vault 7. Okay, now start over with what you were specifically talking about, because this is into the whole architecture of a martial law takeover. Remember, the Pentagon, under Obama's orders, actually funded and created COVID-19 at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Then it was moved. But tell us why this is important.
This is the Rosetta key to the whole thing. There is no pandemic. They announce it on the media. You go to their website that describes the pandemic. Then you go to the other government website that describes what the police are supposed to do. The word ConOps Rooms had everything to do with reference with just a new name for a web page. So the Continuity Operations Room, when you go to the web page, it tells you about the pandemic. That's the room you're in. And so they're just transferring people around, narrative architecturing people like cattle.
Yeah. They tell you in the SPARS document, 2025, 2028, that was a war game. General Flynn concurred that my analysis was correct. But it was written a couple years before the pandemic. It's all the same post for Twitter. They just changed the name, and then they actually used those exact posts. It was a rollout plan for the hysteria. So you think you're going to a government fusion center or a CDC data center, and really you're just being given press releases pre-programmed written by the CIA and written by John Hopkins in the Disease X tabletop drills of Event 201 and before that Operation Lockstep is what you're saying.
Yes, America is the camel, and they're pulling us like a needle through the keyhole into the next. So it's not even just about what the people are going to be brainwashing. It's like, okay, now that you're the new government, this is everything that's going to happen, and this is all the power you're going to be given. You'll remember that Israeli guy on media recently saying, we need to keep people off of social media for authenticity. I got banned off of X recently. Guess what they listed it for? Authenticity. I appealed numerous times. They don't care. You know who followed me 3 days before that ban happened? Thomas Massey. So, you know, I don't have any other options but to just go to my city council, be important to my community, speak out against these things. Like, I'm just continually kept off social media. So, you referred to me before as one of your embedded reporters. I like that. I'm the same jaywalk that led all those marches in Ron Paul. So, anyway, long story short, there was my own Russian collusion that buried me in court cases, but I'll be free of that soon. So, what do you think about that, Alex?
Well, you're dead on. I remember scanning over that at the time, but I had forgotten that was in the Vault 7 documents from Edward Snowden. It's all mirrored in Lockstep 2010, Event 201 2019, and they even said we're going to use a Disease X to bring in all this control, but we're going to print the pandemic report from, 2014, and then it got leaked in 2017, 10 years ago. Thank you, Edward Snowden, for that. And notice, they don't deny this is real. And I remember reading this at the time, and it mirrors Event 201, which was also written by the CIA with Bill Gates and John Hopkins, which is, again, a copy, basically, just updated, of Operation Lockstep. Amazing job. Thank you so much, Jay. All right. Victor Boot to talk about this, to talk about the latest on Russia, Ukraine, Iran, the Israeli infiltration, the Pentagon now openly warning of, and more. Things are coming to a head. Stay with us. And you're the Paul Revere's. Share that feed from X at Real Alex Jones Now and Rumble. Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the coordinates of the resistance.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two of this live Tuesday, June 9th, 2026 transmission. Victor Boot is our guest, graciously joining us most Tuesdays when he and I can both be here. And this guy is a very famous businessman, very famous military guy, Eric Prince, you know, Russia style, and also was a 10-year political prisoner where he began to listen to my show in prison on AM radio. And so he's a friend of the show. I've never really found anything he said that from my research wasn't accurate and, quite frankly, insightful. And so I want to get into just the update from last week, where we are with Iran, with Ukraine. Now, since he was on last Tuesday, you have the Pentagon coming out, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and the two other ones concurring. This isn't like a few people. This is the official report that we learned actually came out 3 weeks ago, but then they leaked it and then confirmed, no, we released it under authorization from the White House. So that means Trump, who also leaked to Axios 2 weeks ago that he doesn't like Netanyahu, and he told Axios that he told Netanyahu Sunday, if you don't end the war, keep dragging us into it, we're going to cut you loose and not even give you a good deal with Iran, and you're going to be on your own. Now, that doesn't take away from Trump's mistakes and the fact. This is not about a fateless facelift for Trump. Every time I talk about this, I see the comments, why are you saying Trump's good now? He's horrible. That's not what I'm saying. We want to end these wars. And if he got conned by Israel or sucked into this, and if he wakes up to that and gets on the off-ramp, that's a good thing. This isn't about Trump. And I never would have thought that weird anomaly, but I do pay attention to the comments about making it about, oh, no, the war's got to continue because Trump's evil. We don't want him to do something good because we hate Trump. It has nothing to do with Trump in the wider scale. It has to do with all of us. Now, Russia's been trying to have peace the whole time, but I have seen, after Putin started really bombarding them back and intensifying and threatening to go whole hog, that now Zelensky's at least talking about some type of ceasefire, and Putin says he wants one. They're talking about meeting each other and not having NATO and the Americans in the middle of it. To give you the inside baseball on that, because I don't know what's happening there, Victor Boot, who is a regional leader and obviously a big geopolitical insider in Russia, he breaks a lot of news here months before it actually comes out. He can give us his take on that. It's also a free-for-all on geopolitics, any of these issues where we have callers holding. I'm opening the phones up for everybody right now. We'll put the number up on screen for your questions or statements for Victor Boot, because it's all tied together. 512-266-0642. If you're outside of the United States, the U.S. country code, and 512-266-0642. But you cannot overstate. This is for the first time since Israel was founded in 47, 48, that you've had three of the military's intelligence agencies, basically the three that deal with counterintelligence, all of them that deal with counterintelligence, coming out saying Israel is now the number one threat to our national security. They have a, quote, unhinged, full court press, human intelligence, signals, spying, breaking into everything, sex operatives, whole nine yards. They got their eight-front war, demonizing, attacking domestic journalists, coming after people. I'm telling you, they're getting ready to do false flags. That's not in the report, but you know the Pentagon knows that. So to have the Pentagon come out and do this shows that they understand how dire this is to our national security. And what's crazy is we found out 2 weeks ago about the NDAA, or a week and a half ago, that integrates everything with the Israeli military and intelligence. Now I found 14 other bills that have the same wording in it. And these bills are progressing to the full House and Senate. They're out of committee. So Israel knows that we're starting to wake up and pull away, so they're moving a full internal bureaucratic palace coup here, and that signals they're going for broke. And so Trump is getting more hardline with Netanyahu a little bit. The question is that for real? I think it is, because the poll numbers are in the toilet. Everybody's turning against Trump. He said everybody hates Israel now because of Netanyahu. He wants to blame Netanyahu. Great, fine. He does get the most blame. You get it too, Trump. But it's not about, we can figure out, you know, the bad guys later. I just want to end this. So, Victor, that's kind of a gestalt I threw out. People can follow you on X at Real Victor Boot. We'll put it on screen. Thank you for being here with us. You can tackle all that that's interconnected wherever you want, enter into that, and give us your analysis. Thanks for being here.
Okay, great. And greetings from Moscow. So let's start. You're absolutely right. What's going on with Iran is really, and Israel becoming a basically just in center in front of every problem we have. It's not only that they're spying on your officials, at your intelligence community are worried about the Mossad more than they're worried about anybody else, but nevertheless, first problem that Israel is now, and especially Netanyahu, trying to stall all attempts at least to stop and get the solution and reopen Hormuz Strait, because it's damaging economy of entire world. And it's consequential because it's not only oil which is interrupted, but it's also fertilizer, which already start affecting even farmers in America. And accordingly, the recent news, even inflation in America started to picking up, and it's really, really bad sign. Either Netanyahu knows very well that the global is preparing a huge reset for the autumn, you know, kind of the huge financial crisis where it would be, you know, pandemic crisis and the 2009-2008 financial crisis combined. They're talking about the new, you know, great, great depression, or the great depression has to be started, because for globalists is only way, because they have basically understand their time is over and they need to do something. This is last their chance. Same true for the Netanyahu. If we analyze and see why Netanyahu so belligerent, well, because look, if he stops the war, he will go basically for prosecution and prison. So for him, keeping this endless war and having America finance this war is only way to stay on power, or at least stay out of jail. So this would be a tough political decision in, you know, White House administration, knowingly that the Israeli lobby going to push everything to keep Israel afloat, still, you know, pay all the bills, provide them with all necessary assistance, help them to destroy whatever was damaged during Iranian attacks. And Netanyahu says, okay, look, I have to play it through and look for where I will see the chance, how I can stay in the power, how I can, you know, fool everybody else again. But the threats, and why the Trump, I was thinking, why did Trump start to leak information to Axios about how he was shouting on the Netanyahu when he, you know, was the reason why the Iran start attacking the Israel and there is again tension? Well, eventually, as I said, this is the only way he can keep the power, keep the game going on, kick it further. By the way, just about half an hour, this was very interesting news, which happens, that there was a $3 billion cash was flowing from Abu Dhabi to Tehran as a payment, so Iran holds attack on Israel. Think of this. And apparently, it's not America who giving this $3 billion, it's Israel. I don't know if it's true. It needs to be verified. But it's already several sources, not only Mario Nafal, but it's also Iran Observer who was...
Well, Mario Nafal is a very, very excellent source. He's the real deal. So let's pull up Mario Nafal's latest statement.
He's the real deal.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so things are moving very quickly. I just want to say something for the listeners. You're not just saying stuff. The globalists, the Club of Rome, the WEF, they all admit the EU's demographics, the old order, they're in the worst position. Then you've got all their other globalist systems that are basically falling apart because of their actions and behaviors, and that whether they like it or not, there's going to be a multipolar world that won't just break into two poles, but three or four, which I like decentralization and real competition. And so you're right. They say, for those that don't look it up, their only business plan is total war, totalitarianism, to clamp down their domestic populations. Remember, historically, big imperial wars are usually about quelling uprisings and problems domestically. Okay? So people have to understand that this Iran war, even bigger than Iran being the target, was the economy of the world for BlackRock, who's celebrating because they want everybody to go bankrupt so they can use economic warfare to take over. Their old Ponzi scheme's coming to an end. They need a global war to be able to force their new ESG, central bank digital currency system, over the world to be able to shut down the BRICS. At the end of the day, this is all about propping up the old globalist empire and having it come out of its cocoon as this demonic, fire-breathing dragon that basically consumes the whole world in a digital straitjacket. So I just wanted to elaborate and say you're absolutely right.
Correct. This is, right direction, what you said. Moreover, look at the situation, what's happened. Last week in St. Petersburg was a St. Petersburg Economic Forum, which is like Russian Davos style. And Putin was also having a very lengthy speech. And the day before, he was answering on the question of the heads of the news agency of the world, including the Western one. Think of this. He invited those who usually never said anything good about Russia just to make sure they can ask their sharp question, and he was answered. The most funny part was that, think of this. This was a very interesting news which Putin broke, that there is one of the Russian oligarchs or businessmen, how he named, was invited to go to Kyiv and discuss some issues. So finally, when he came to the, and he contacted the Putin to said, look, they're inviting me to go there, and eventually there is would be talk about some peace deal, what I should do. So Putin said, I cannot really, commission you for this mission, because there is a people who specially train. There is a Ministry of the of Foreign Affairs. There is a Ministry of Defense who need to be involved in this negotiation. But okay, whatever they have, go and listen what's going to happen. So this was a basically set up a trap. First of all, Zelensky then publicly published his open letter to Putin, calling him for the direct meeting to stop the war, claiming that, hey, we need to stop this war between us. We don't need to bring in America, which was a sharp rebuke to the Trump, and eventually was a kind of the, PR stunt just to get again back to the world opinion. So Putin was said, look, why I need to meet with this, expired president of Ukraine? There is nothing to discuss. It should be, everything should be discussed before we can meet to settle something. But then the question, if he is legitimate one, if he do not has a power by the constitution to sign an agreement, what would be value of his signature of these documents? But then think of these Ukrainians instead of, try to use at least diplomacy, not the megaphone, diplomacy, to negotiate these very sensitive issues. Well, Zelensky said, okay, he revealed the name of this businessman, and it was Abramovich, who went to Kyiv, and apparently Zelensky, tried to force him to pay money to him, about $2.5 billion, which he earned from selling the football club in England, which named Chelsea. So this is a scandal by itself, just showing that the Ukrainians also, like globalists, because they are this client, they are their project, in the panic mode, because they understand their time life is about to be finished. Not only that the Kremlin decide and launch hypersonic attack and eventually will kill Zelensky, not this, but they are basically in strategic position where we cannot win, and they just will face defeat. And this defeat will only give them possibility either to surrender, if they don't understand, they have a still last chance to negotiate.
This Victor, you answered my question, and I want you to elaborate. Decipher it for us, because I usually can figure out what's going on because I follow each piece and then the different pieces, and so I've usually got a good idea. But Zelensky normally is very belligerent. As you said, he comes out and says, oh, I want to meet with you, not the Americans. We need to fix this. And then Putin, I know who's starting to really use the stick, was like, I want to meet too, even though he obviously knows Zelensky's always just deceptive, or Zelensky being halfway truthful. And you said, no, it's another PR move. But at the same time, Ukraine is collapsing. They admit they are. And under more attacks, they're going to fully fold, I would say, very quickly. So what is Zelensky's exit window? I mean, if I was him, I'd just take my money and run.
Well, for him, he looking for the best opportunity. He's still dreaming that if he will wait till the November election in the United States, when the Trump lose the majority and become really in position where his friend Democrat or globalist go back and will block every his decision, and then he eventually will watch how he can negotiate his safe exit or safe ramp out. But unfortunately, is none are left, because his buddy in Europe are basically in the same position, whether we're talking about the trio of the President Macron, Steimer of the Great Britain, and the Schulz, Chancellor Schulz in Germany. They both are so unpopular that they, between three of them, there would be hardly a 50% ratings. So now these three invited Zelensky into London to negotiate what we're going to do, how we can pull it out so all of us stay in power. And eventually, believe me, these people will do all the tricks. And that's why they also belligerently supporting Ukraine, calling the Europe to go to war against Russia, because for them, there is only one way to stay in power. And this is a moment when democracy already been dead, and these people now planning the coup to declare a dictatorship. And this group who was elected, basically, now will turn this democracy or republic into nightmare dictatorship.
And if you look at Zelensky, years and years, no elections, a dictator, banning even his loyal political opposition, banning the Orthodox Russian Church that founded Ukraine and Russia, all of that. Now Netanyahu is using that same tactic to stay in power. It's so dangerous. And from my sources, and just watching Trump and knowing he was the leaker confirmed now, and now it's public statements against Netanyahu, I think legitimately he understands that and was conned into believing the mullahs would fall quickly and it'd be this great victory. He was high off the Maduro capture. Now he says on the way back, we're going to take out Cuba. So he wants that consolation prize. And I think the CIA might pull a Bay of Pigs 2.0 on them. I want to revisit that with you in a moment and see where you think the Ukraine situation is going, because nobody's been as accurate as you've been with the bad news. Turns out last night, on the anniversary of the USS Liberty false flag attack that was coordinated with President Johnson to be blamed on Egypt, that's been partially declassified. I interviewed the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff before he died and the judge advocate generals who saw the classified material. Where they planned to sink the ship, but the Israelis couldn't sink it despite torpedoes and thousands of holes and cannons and rockets and everything else and napalm. I was saying yesterday, I wonder if Israel will do a false flag on the anniversary. Well, Iran is not taking credit. An Apache helicopter of the Strait of Hormuz got shot down. The pilots were saved. This is just now breaking. Trump says U.S. must respond after Iran shoots down helicopter over Strait of Hormuz. We can't find a statement yet. It's not taking credit for it. So Israel every time has gone in and hit Lebanon, hit other areas, hit Iran. Every time there's a peace deal, Trump said, don't do it again. And then is Trump going to just buy this? Why would the Iranians? Now, I know their forces are compartmentalized, and so I'm not going to say some Iranian with a missile might not have taken a pot shot at the Apache. But this has to be investigated as a potential false flag because of the timing. Victor Boot.
Well, first of all, this is not first time. It most probably a false flag attack, because Iranian very accurate. When they, doing something, they immediately putting and said, we shot down this, we shot down that. And it was never, any exaggeration in their report.
And they always say, we just fired missiles. And it turned out, even in some of the Arab countries, they say, we don't think these drones came out of Iran 2 weeks ago. And remember the false flag 2 weeks ago on Russia with the drones?
The recent attack, it was on the it was in Qatar, I guess, when there was a direct hit into the center used for logistics for military purposes. Then Iranians came and said, hey, it's not our job. We never aim on it. This is a false flag operation. And this is over and over. During the past 3 months, Iranians several times stepped forward and said, we never attack that facility or another one. Because when they attack, including even data centers, including the banks belonging to United States and United Arab Emirates or other facilities, they would be always openly saying, yes, this was our target. We hit it. And this is how and why we did it. But when the Israelis using and blame on them something to do or some other forces, that's eventually 100% qualifying like a false flag attack. And then, we hope that at least Trump administration will take really, serious attention to that matter, investigate. If Iranian says, no, they didn't shut down the Apache helicopter, that's probably so, because Iranians are not interested in escalation. And believe me, they've just been forced to answer. And this was the recent attack on Israel was only way to bring the attention that the Israelis, despite the agreement, that they have a ceasefire, including Lebanon, are still keeping bombing and killing every day people in Lebanon, including children, flattening areas like in Gaza, in the southern Lebanon.
I agree. We'll get to that. We'll get to Israel's war crimes next segment. That's important to review. But unfortunately, we got video of this when we come back, or we'll go to it right now. Trump says U.S. must respond after Iran shoots down a helicopter on the Strait of Hormuz. And then you got Afghan channels saying, oh yeah, Iran did it. You follow those channels, it's connected back to Vault 7 type behavior. So just because you see something on X doesn't mean it's true. Here's a short excerpt. Trump just has bought it so far and looks like he's taking the bait here. But this is just perfect timing. I'm not saying it's a false flag, but all evidence points towards it. And Victor, you said a few weeks ago that attack that they said Russia did with the drone turned out they had to back off, and that now they don't know where the drone came from. So expect a lot more of this. Let's go to this clip of the president. Here it is.
President Trump says American helicopter pilots are safe this morning after an Apache gunship went down near the Strait of Hormuz.
The pilots are fine, yeah.
And what?
Nobody injured. We are going to issue a report tomorrow, but the pilots are fine.
This morning, U.S. Central Command saying the helicopter went down while it was, quote, patrolling regional waters, and that the soldiers were rescued within 2 hours and are in stable condition. Apache helicopters are part of the U.S. military's presence in the Persian Gulf, where Iran and the U.S. are in a blockade standoff, with Iran blocking the Strait of Hormuz and the U.S. blocking access to Iran's ports, turning back and disabling ships. The competing closures are driving up oil prices. President Trump says the American one is working to pressure Iran to make concessions.
The blockade continues to hold.
Let's stop there. We're going to come back from break with Victor Boot. Follow him on X at Real Victor Boot. It's important to add again, we've been checking. The Iranians have not taken credit. The Afghanistan army, whatever that is, says just in, media claims the IRGC has shot down a U.S. AH-64 Apache helicopter of the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. sources confirm an Apache went down in the area, but the cause remains unclear. Reports indicate all crew members were successfully rescued. Now, Trump late last night made that statement, but then there was no coverage until about 30 minutes ago. Now it's everywhere that Iran did it. Iran is silent from what we've seen. We're going to try to find out, but this is all very suspicious on the anniversary of the USS Liberty, which is a confirmed Israeli false flag, in coordination with LBJ. Really, Operation Northwoods 2.0 to blame Egypt and Russia. They wanted to go to full war with Russia. That's just happens over and over again. We'll be right back.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't need... I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? You're like, what is going on? So if you've experienced that, The reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body, but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes up. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or, you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body, as it is to all of our bodies, by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Victor Boot is our guest. Couldn't have a more informed individual on what's happening globally and super accurate from all my research. Basically concur basically on almost everything. He just has more knowledge than I do because he's in Russia. I have more knowledge than he does on U.S. issues as I'm here. And the sources, just like he has the sources in Russia, I have the sources here, and he has sources around the world, so do I. And my goal is to get things right and to pragmatically promote freedom worldwide and a pro-human future. We don't have enough of that. And I want to just be clear. When I was trying during the break to think about it all, Zelensky's been caught in more than 100 false flags. And remember, they've attacked the big nuclear reactor a bunch and say it was Russia. And then even the UN comes in and says, no, it's the Ukrainians with missiles and shells. They're firing artillery at giant nuclear reactor, biggest in Europe. They've blown up all sorts of pipelines, not just Nord Stream, and blamed it on the Russians. They fired missiles repeatedly into Poland, and to the Poles' credit, they intercept them and have the tail numbers. The Ukrainians don't even remove their tail numbers. I mean, it's just, or the markings on the damn missiles. And then Zelensky's like, no, the Russians did an attack now. NATO warming. This man is insane, a cokehead. And so you got this drone a few weeks ago going into one of the countries, and then they say it's Russia instantly. And, of course, Putin said, show me the proof. Of course, it wasn't true. And then the telemetry shows it didn't come out of there, probably launched out of the same country. They've been launching drones by the Belarus border, you know, into other areas and into other countries. So this is just full tilt boogie. Russia does not want war. Their country's the biggest in the world. They can't even exploit 10% of their resources. It's the same story for 500 years or longer. And it's official. The EU wants to break Russia in five parts. They talk to us like we're children, and we don't know this. So now with this helicopter situation on the anniversary of the USS Liberty, they sat on it with almost no attention until 45 minutes ago. Now it's Iran. It's their fault. Iran better get ahead of this. I know other communications are shut off. Their news sites are shut off, but they need to be clear about this because Trump's turning against Netanyahu. And then what did I say last week and yesterday? I said, this is false flag time, baby. I mean, that's the card that you play. So, Victor, you got cut off by the break. Give us your view on this. And let's look at the Greater Israel Project. Is it desperateness masquerading as confidence and bravado and hubris and chutzpah? Or is it just insanity? Because I don't think Netanyahu's classically crazy. Ben Gavir, who we know really calls the shots, is completely out of his mind. He goes and tortures detainees on TV. I mean, the man's completely psychotic on so many fronts. They're already selling, preparing to sell land in southern Lebanon where they just carpet bomb 30-plus thousand Christian homes, thousands of people killed, hundreds of churches and shrines blown up. I mean, if Israel is trying to turn the world against it, it's done it. So looking into the larger picture before we take some calls, is there any way to, you think, put pressure on the psychotics running Israel to get them to deviate from this plan?
Well, you see, there is a very much common between the Zelensky and Netanyahu, not only the same ethnicity, being belonging to the Jewish people, but also basically very similar pattern of behavior. Instead of coming forward and be straightforward, admit something, no, they better go for these dirty tricks, you know, trying to think that they can outsmart entire world. Well, sooner or later, they have to be held responsible for what they're doing. And this is coming pretty, pretty quick. So only solution, I guess, that as soon as the United States understand that Israel become too toxic, even not only for international, you know, relation, but even for the domestic agenda in United States, despite all the pro-Israeli lobbies and the other factors where the Israeli have been literally calling shots in United States, finally he will stop and, all the assistance without which Israel cannot just physically exist. And then, you know, either they change the government and come to their senses and really go and try to settle for peace with their neighbors without the plans of the greater Israel. Because look, it's very, very mind blowing. How come that the Jewish state, Israel, for past, you know, it's, since 1949 year of existence, never been able to negotiate a proper peace with their neighbors. And there was three wars. Okay. Since that, but even with the Abrahamic Accord, which is Trump also sponsored the Biden administration, apparently the closest neighbors to Israel, like Saudi Arabia, don't want to sign, or in matter of fact, other ones, Arabic countries. And it took a lot of efforts for Trump administration to force them to. So I think in the proper conditions, there should be a different administration in Israel who understand that their future only depends if they can establish the proper normal relation with their neighbors, and they can be self-sufficient state, not only depending on the constant flow of the support and free money from United States taxpayers. And they have to stop using United States like a host where they parasitizing on this, you know, and getting all resources from the American society. That's basically coming, and it's coming maybe even sooner than we can imagine. Because believe me, Everything runs until there is a gas in the tank. But gas in the tank has tendency to finish. And if you cannot refill it, your car will not move any further. And we're coming to this stage. So United States will stop either by political will of the president and administration, or will stop because economical crisis will hit so hard the United States with this, you know, global reset, that they would forget where Israel is and what they need. And then, you know, this would be very dark days for Israel.
And then Israel and will do a new 9/11. Netanyahu was in power then. Israel was 100% at the heart. It was a completely staged event. We documented it at the time. And that is my big concern, is Israel will just keep doubling down. That's why we have to inoculate people to false flags. Do you agree with that, Victor Boot? And then I want to take some phone calls.
Correct. Yeah, you're absolutely right, because they are masters of the false flag, provocation, deception operation, and what they understand. And it's perfectly what they're doing is openly doing info wars for entire humanity. And, you know, we need to be aware, if we don't buy this, that nothing they can achieve, because the war going on the, you know, control of our minds, first of all, and then control of anything else, resources and something else. And here, Israel's, we need to give them due credit. They are masters in this.
They really are. But even a lot of the top Israelis have said that Netanyahu's bit off more than he can chew. I'm just really concerned about that, obviously. I want to take some phone calls. Robert, Bart, Joe, Renee, Will, and Kyle. We'll get to all of you with Victor Boot. Be sure and follow him on X at Real Victor Boot. I remember when he was coming on the first few years ago, I said, you've got to start doing shows. And he said, well, people are telling me that, because he's very articulate and very smart. And now I see him doing a lot of big shows and a lot of success getting the truth out there. And I see the first caller, Robert, says Russia-Ukraine war, Putin-Zelensky peace talks. And there's another caller. Actually, we'll go to Kyle first. He's been holding longer. U.S. relations closer with Russia, not Israel. Let's just state the facts, okay? British intelligence is historical facts. Solzhenitsyn wrote about it. It's been declassified. Anthony Sutton, who I knew, the Senate classified archivist, wrote four books on it. They wanted to take out the czars. They wanted the land. So the British royalty, the cousins, double-crossed them, shipped in a bunch of money and a bunch of Russian-speaking Jews out of New York and London. They only took Moscow for the first year or so. Then they took over the rest of the country. They killed tens of millions of Christians. And then Stalin was seen as a hero because he kicked, you know, Lenin died, and then Trotsky had to leave. I'm not going to do a whole history lesson for people, but this is on record that then Russia was basically partially captured and for the globalist exploitation, just like we have been now captured to do this. So what Russia has gone through the last 85 years, we are now going through. And we have this globalist lobby with the British Empire command and controlling it, with the same alliance with Jews that are pushing this global ideology. It's the same damn playbook, and why not? It almost took the world over. And now, let's be clear. The EU, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and the US and Canada are the new Russia. So we sit there and point at Russia all day and look at our policies just like they had. It's the same crap. And Putin has rightly pointed that out, so Christianity's the answer. They haven't defeated Soros' networks. They've pushed them back 90%. But look what they just did with Orban, getting him out. So this is what we're dealing with. And so I want to just be clear. Russia is not the enemy. Russia is not the enemy. And you had the globalist project with Rockefeller putting Mao Zedong in, and now they've kind of broken away. But it's the same thing, where they capture a country, they exploit it for global domination. Then those countries kind of pull themselves away. Russia's almost pulled away. China's partially pulled away. We're starting to pull away. And if we can just pull away, it's over for the British Empire and the Rothschilds and their damn project. Victor, do you agree that's a basic boil down of what we're dealing with here?
Correct. Because look, from get-go, communism was the basically project sponsored, invented, and pushed with the help of the Jews by the globalists. And now what Russia went for this, you know, last more than 100 years of last history is exactly reversing this damage what was done. And yes, it's a lot of historical facts who proving it. And now there is, we are in this situation where globalists now deciding that this is a final battle. They want to go for the global dominance. And for them, again, Russia now is only obstacle for their global domination. Because look, if Russia wouldn't be there, they would finally corner the Chinese and you know, negotiate with them, you know, or do some agreements. We know how the, especially European globalist elites, are basically depending on China on many issues and how they try to rebuild their relation.
And by the way, that's not your opinion. So Brendan Brzezinski, who has been the master of all this, even though he's dead, he's the most important guy, total Russophobe. He wrote 5 books on just Russia. Obviously, the Grand Chessboard is the one everybody should read. And he said, we got to get Russia, then everything falls. So everything, Victor Boots, not everything he's saying is true. But go ahead.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So believe me, and even what Russia is doing now in Ukraine, it's not only, we are not only protecting our sovereignty and our future. We're basically protecting future of entire humanity. Because if this globalist will succeed and, you know, somehow get Russia under control, bring up some puppet government, or, you know, well, their plan is not only break it in 5, actually, you know, pieces. They want to break it into the 32, you know, small, you know, kind of the territories who have to fight each other constantly, you know, using the, you know, ethnical differences or fight for resources. And that's how they want to grab this resource.
Well, I want you to come back soon and just look at that for like 30 minutes, because I didn't know that. I know the official EU plan is 5 parts. Wow, they have a plan. I'm sure you've got it. Please have it on air. 30 plus. Incredible. And that's their plan here, to break us in at least 14 pieces. Absolute divide and conquer balkanization. Let's take some phone calls. Let's go to Kyle, then Robert, Bart, Joe, Renee, and Will. Kyle, thanks for holding. You're on the air of Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Oh, that's awesome, man. It's truly simpatico, man. Like, what I wanted to say was exactly what you said, and then he tied it up perfectly. Like, literally, these are the same people doing the same exact thing. The Jews have been thrown out of, like, what, 1,000 countries? And it's like the same people have just been moving back and forth to keep us all against each other. And I look at somebody like Victor Boot. He looks like one of my dad's friends or somebody I grew up with. Like, they should be our brothers. We should be coming together with them. They have all the resources. We're not getting anything from Israel out of all of this. And that was my question that they asked me or whatever.
Well, let's be clear. And I want to be 100% clear. The British Empire, did divide and conquer. Napoleon did it as well. And yes, Israel and the Jews are heavily involved. But let's just be clear. Jews didn't invent the great game or balkanization. Look what England, you know, the British Empire did in India. The point is that they're using the great game. And because there were a bunch of Russian Jews that lived in other parts of the world, they were used to go in and take down. So I think it's important to just not make this Jewish centric. We have to understand at the heart of this is the British Empire. Victor, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. Look, the globalists. You know, this is the core of the global cabal, using the Jews like they're, you know, hitmans. They're sending them, they in cahoots with them. And this we also need to divide. You know, there is a bunch of the absolutely normal, you know, representative of the Jewish population all over the world who integrated, who is a great part and contributing. Even in Russia, we have many, many people of Jewish ethnicity who are real Russian patriots and will, you know, take a bullet for the motherland, not for the Israel. Despite that, I don't want to bring attention that all Jews are bad or whatever, but this, you know, we're talking about our common enemy of entire...
We're talking about the historical, what's happened in Russia. It's just a fact. We're just stating facts.
Correct.
Caller, I wasn't trying to be mean to you. I just wanted to clarify. Anything else, Kyle?
Yeah. Man, honestly, I love both of y'all. Y'all are awesome. I've been wanting to talk to you forever, man. Thanks.
Well, thank you, brother. All right, Robert. Thank you. Robert in California. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Robert.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. And thank you, Victor Booth. An honor to speak with you. Exactly like the last caller said, both of your analysis is just amazing. It's 100%. And my question was, what's your thought on the letter that Zelensky sent to Putin, and then afterwards he was doing drone strikes in St. Petersburg. And just like you were saying, Zelensky is exactly like Netanyahu, just breaking ceasefires and attacking Russia. And now Zelensky today,
well, in general, Netanyahu and Netanyahu and Zelensky, literally 95% of the time, whatever they say, it's the opposite, which actually makes them very predictable. But they still do it because the media buys it and some people still believe it. Victor Boot, your take on what he just said. Thanks, Robert.
Well, look, this letter is only meant to, it was a stunt, political stunt, like a trap. They would thinking that, you know, if Putin will not comment or answer for this letter, then he will say, look, Russia don't want the war. I wrote the letter. It was a publicly open because I have no way to deliver it to him. And he refused peace negotiation. Heck no, you know, the Putin and the Kremlin officially commented. They said, look, whatever is mentioned there, that's fine. We're not against negotiation. But before we meet, we need to understand what this meeting about.
Well, that's what I figured. There's Ukraine intensifying attacks. Russia responds, and Zelensky plays peacenik. So Putin responds back, yes, peace, be friend.
Correct. And this is not only this open letter to this, but look, the Zelensky perfectly understand, since the Russia destroyed their energy infrastructure, and they, for the winter season, is no way they can keep not only heat, but lights inside the entire country. Basically, Zelensky sacrificed own country to this global satanist, because we recently see the data. Think of this. Now in Ukraine, for each baby born, there is a 3 people dead. This is the worst ratio in the entire world. Think of this. The country is not only collapsing, it's literally being killed. And the president who supposed by constitution, by everything else, defend and protect best national interests, do not want to do this. And not only he lost its legitimacy over 2 years ago because he don't want to go for election, you know, and when Trump told him, yeah, you need to do something, there is was talk, and then they said, no, we better wait. And entire government, entire all, there is nobody in Ukraine left who has at least a small shred of legitimacy.
How long do you think Ukraine can hold on? Because two quick questions, we'll go back to calls, but I've noticed that you've had top ministers in Ukraine threatening to kill the Belarus leader and threatening Belarus. What is the point of that? And then how long do you think Ukraine can hold on the current pressure Russia's putting on them?
Well, they can't, but look, this is situation. He need to invent and hold attention, especially of his puppet masters in London, in Europe, to say, hey, we're able to attack everybody. Look, we're doing terrorist attack. We're killing the children in the college in Starobelsk. We're attacking the innocent travelers in the bus, which coming from Crimea to Moscow and killing 7 of them. We're coming to this because he created entire industry. His soldiers are actually getting points which they can monetize, not by destroying military targets or soldiers, by just killing a...
So it's as you said years ago, it's a terror campaign. It stunts and that's it.
Correct.
All right.
And they thinking by creating this terror attack, they can, you know, call for Russian population to revolt and make somewhat regime change.
Let's go to Joe in Tennessee. He's been holding the longest. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air. Thanks.
Hey, Victor. Hey, Alex. You know, I'm not really surprised that Zelensky is destroying Ukraine. I mean, you have to understand, it's all part of a satanic blood ritual to kill white Christian people and depopulate Ukraine. And they get to kill Slavs also, you know, which are other Christian people that a certain demographic seems to hate. They hate the Slavic Russian people. They seem to hate Christians, and they like to slaughter us. And so I think it's something that we have to address. And you know, now they're going to try to get white American troops to go die in Iran and kill the Aryan Iranians. And meanwhile, it's always the same people behind this stuff. What is it? The matriarch of the Rothschild family said there'd be no wars in Europe without their influence. And I think we can't look the other way and blame it on the World Bank or anything else. Let's just call a spade a spade. Trump's presidency is being ruined by these people. He promised to end the Ukraine war. He won't. Let's say Zelensky. The Epstein files. The Charlie Kirk assassination. And now the Iran war. When my friends used to say, oh, Joe, Trump's going to get us in a war with Iran. I said, no way he would do that. It would destroy his presidency. And it would destroy his legacy. But they must have something on him. Hence the Epstein files. But, you know, it really is a shame because all us populists, MAGA, you guys like you, Alex, who's being destroyed by Trump's Justice Department not defending you, and guys like Dan Bongino coming out of the government now and attacking Tucker Carlson and Candace and people like you, all our friends, Marjorie Taylor Greene. We can't make excuses for Trump anymore. We can't defend Trump anymore. Trump is a monster. And I love the guy.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. You made your points. And I see your points. That's what my listeners do, though. Not all of them, but a big percentage. When I'm trying to get Trump to do the right thing, you say, stop defending Trump. I'm not defending what Trump did. It's terrible. I'm trying to get him to wake up and stop the war. He's the president. He's the commander in chief. Those are two separate subjects. You just heard the caller, Victor. He's thinking like trying to get Trump to do the right thing, engaging Trump. He thinks it's some type of treason. Can you, what's your view on that?
Well, that's a very, very right, you know, thought which, the caller and you are telling. You know, at least since the Trump is still a president and, you know, we have to call to his common sense to say, look, you've been sworn on your, you know, inauguration day. And in this speech, entire humanity was listening with this kind of finally somebody adult in this room. Finally, somebody who said, like, stop this all foreign entanglement, stop the unnecessary foreign wars. Let's focus on rebuilding America. And that's what is needed. If America will mind its business and rebuild it, invest to its own infrastructure, believe me, the entire world will follow suit. And instead of having this, you know, waste of all resources and endless disruption of economics, you know, because otherwise we gonna end up without no other choice with the self-destruction.
The total war. Well, remember what Putin said earlier in the peace deal? He offered to give, what, $37 trillion in rare earth minerals to the U.S., exclusive access. And he said, we'll cut our defense budget in half. So, but no, that can't happen. And I'm not mad at the caller. He's just like, stop, you know, we need to not forgive Trump, and he's the problem, and he screwed us. Yeah, we know that. But if we can put pressure on him to end the war, that's two separate issues.
Correct. Alex, and you're absolutely right. You splitted the Trump as a, you know, as a position, as an office of president. And his personality, we can criticize, you know, his personality. But with all respect to this position, we need to understand there is still he as a president can do a lot. And now there is nothing wrong to call him for, you know, hey.
Exactly. Just because he's gone wrong doesn't mean we don't keep engaging him to do the right thing. There's this idea that you just give up and he's bad and that's it. What does that mean? Do five more minutes with us. Follow you on X at Real Victor Boot. I want to jam in Renee, Bart, and Will. Just quick questions for Victor Boot. We're going to come right back to you. Remember, folks, we're listener-supported. We have the very best stainless steel, double gravity filters, highest rated, insane, limited amount in, finally produced. More on the way. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get yours while you can. And the Spike Protein Blood Detox Cardiovascular Booster Life Force is 50% off right now. Flash sale. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Funding this fight against tyranny. Can't do it without you. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Back in 2 minutes.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Instruction team, report status. Power grid stable, TK-421. Cabling complete, no faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Evening.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. We are the resistance. Join us and share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Vicar Boot graciously giving us an hour of his time to take a few final calls here. I'm going to shift gears into open phones. All the other news I haven't hit, Democrats stealing elections as usual, and all the rest of it. Let's go to Renee in Canada. Thanks for holding, Renee. You're on the air with Vicar Boot. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. It's good to talk to you both, Alex and Vicar. Vicar, I grew up in Canada, graduated mid-90s, and, you know, as a little guy, I watched the Soviet Union, you know, collapse, you know, in real time on TV and stuff like that. And then I noticed, as I got into politics kind of around the mid-90s, that, you know, the Russia-U.S. relationship became, you know, very strong. Like, appearingly, it looked like it was going places all through, you know, 2000, 2001, 2002. There was just a lot of joint cooperation, you know.
Yeah, well, let me give you my take and we'll get Victor's. That was all a cover-up of a charm tour while NATO moved up and took all the countries. I mean, is that where you were going? You're going to ask why did that?
No, my question to Vicar is now that that's happened, we've hit that high slope of relations ever since 2005, the media machine and the propaganda machine has been kind of derailing the relationship between, you know, the United States people and the Russian people, something that was on the up and up. So my question to Vicar is how do you think the Russian people perceive the American and Canadian people, you know, on the whole, considering everything?
It's a great question. I already jumped in here. Russia knew that was all fake. They put up with it. And then when they figured out it was a total double cross, they quit playing games. So then the West went into full demonization mode. They were already trying to overthrow Russia internally. They were already encircling Russia. Is that an accurate statement, Vicar? Elaborate on it.
Yeah, that's correct. But you see, the entire, what you said, the processes is really demonization. And it's a demonization started like with the, you know, in my personal case, where they created the story that I'm a most dangerous man in the world, you know, Lord of the Arms, and a movie was made about my story, demonization of everything. Then exactly the same principle was used to demonize Russia. But think of this. Despite all this demonization, Russia really decided and never used any experience they had from Soviet Union about ideological, you know, info wars. They said, okay, we need to be open society. Right now, as we speak, Russia still remained the most free country for the freedom of speech. There is no prosecution. Yes, we have those who openly calling for some, you know, violence that the government has to eventually restrain them.
There's been like known CIA groups that come in. You kick foreign groups out.
Correct. There is no foreign NGOs. All NGOs we work in Russia has to comply to certain procedures, and those who didn't like had the freedom to leave the Russia. And finally, we don't have this, you know, presence over here. No Soros people, no other ones. So there is nobody here to push any anti-American propaganda. Yes, we're criticizing the action of the Pentagon. Yes, we know who is a globalist. Yes, we know that for them, we are the main obstacle for their global
Russia nation. Knows and that the U.S. is an occupied country.
Correct. And now this is why we understand that we have more common with American people than they're trying to sell us about. And if we have a good relation, there's nothing wrong. Almost all Russians would say, yes, we rather have a good relation with America. Why not? You know, they can come to us. We can go to visit. Why we can't do together some, you know, fantastic projects, you know, is space exploration, Arctic exploration, you know, rare earth minerals, technologies. Look, we are two countries who was leading at least humanity for the past, you know, 100 years. Look what is.
And just geopolitically and where we're located, it's an obvious alliance. Real Vicar Boot on X. Thank you so much. Talk to you again next week. Be safe. Looks like Trump's starting to wake up. We hope that's true. Thank you so much, Vicar Boot.
Thank you.
Great job. All right, we'll be right back. Team Humanity, more phone calls, tons of news. If you shared the live feed at Real Alex Jones, do it. And on Rumble, do it now.
I'll start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Okay? Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DallasShow.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I tried to get as many of your calls as possible. Bart and Will, geopolitics, we're going to you. The phone system wasn't open. I'm opening the system again for everybody now. It is a free-for-all, any topics, any subject, long-time callers, first-time callers. You agree, you disagree. All we ask is you got a clean phone line and tell us your name. You can tell us your name, the Easter Bunny. I don't care. But other radio shows, this is TV on radio as well. You know, they screen your calls. They want to hear what you're going to say. No, we just want to know your topic. If you want to tell us, if not, you can just say wild card. But we want to hear from you. The number is 512-266-0642. If you're outside the U.S., dial the U.S. country code, 512-266-0642. And we will get you on air, 512-266-0642. And again, don't be shy. You disagree with me. You love the Iran war. You think Israel should merge their military and intelligence. You love everything that's happening. I'd love to hear from you. Here I am in front of millions of people right now, ready to talk to you. In fact, it's great radio, great TV to have disagreements. And I can defend my ideas. Now, I'm not mad at the caller at the end of the last hour. But that's exactly what I'm talking about. Where, and it's a phenomenon, usually I understand phenomenons, already know about them, but usually something's an ongoing phenomenon. But I noticed 2 weeks ago when that Trump leaked to Axios, now confirmed as I first told you, that Netanyahu is crazy and he's a war criminal and he'd be in prison without Trump, we'd end the war, and that's Trump trying to get on an exit ramp. And it's legitimately trying to get on an exit ramp. It doesn't mean what he did before was good. It's not about facelifting Trump. I'm like, oh, this is good. Trump's starting to wake up. And I have sources confirming that in the White House. People are like, you son of a bitch, you're back on the Trump train. He got off the Trump train. I shouldn't even have to address this. I mean, we're not supposed to lobby against these wars. We're not supposed to say, oh, good, the Pentagon came out and said Israel is the main national security threat. That shows an awakening's happening. We shouldn't lobby against this legislation to turn control of our military and intelligence over to Israel. Well, what are you talking about? But it becomes this one-dimensional just bitch and say, Trump's bad, he's an Israeli puppet, and we're all screwed forever, and that's the end of it. What does that do? We're here exposing Israel's infiltration. We're here exposing manipulation, and we're trying to stop it. And so that's why Mark Levin and the Democrats, all of them want to censor populists. Because we're pro-human, anti-establishment. And you got all these different establishments trying to get control. They want to minimize the general public. They want to minimize populism. Mike Pence attacked conservative populism is taking over. Oh, it's so dangerous. That's us engaged. That's us involved in local elections, in national elections, in the business decisions we make. So the idea that I'm engaged and the idea that I'm like, oh, good, the DOJ done criminal investigations, they say indictment's imminent in California election fraud. I don't think it's going to happen, but I hope it does. Like, what are you doing engaging in the system? You're supposed to just sit there and bitch and say bad things about Trump. Like, that magically does something. We're here exposing bad stuff Trump does, but we're in the issues trying to inform the public. I mean, by that logic, why are we even doing a show? And I had a lot of callers to go to. You know, the guy had like 2 minutes, but I cut him off because of the break. I wish he could get, if he can get back in, I'll go back to him. Because I don't think he's a bad guy. But he's like, why are we apologizing for Trump? He's the problem. He's a Jewish agent, and he's the enemy, and just screw this. Why are we defending Trump? Who's doing that? I got Trump calling me low IQ and fried and an idiot and a bad person because I'm saying you're wrong. This war's wrong. Don't listen to Israel. Don't let Israel take over our intelligence and our military. Well, how is that kissing Trump's ass? It'd be like if you saw your neighbor hit by a car and you go give him first aid and call an ambulance. I mean, what is that? It's like it makes no sense. And now Vance has come out against Israel. See, this is the off-ramp. They shouldn't have done it. They shouldn't have bought it. They shouldn't let the Israel lobby do it. It failed. The regime change didn't happen 102 days into this. And I said this is a legitimate off-ramp. This isn't rhetoric like before. I know how to read the tea leaves. Look at this. Times of Israel. Vance, Iran deal, a home run for the American people, whether Israel likes it or not. And yeah, Trump knows he got conned. Trump knows he's killing the midterms. Trump knows he's killing the economy. You're like, hey, don't let them get out of this horrible Iran war. Trump's bad. And we're like, okay, he's bad. We're trying to get him to stop the war. He's the chief executive. You understand? That's the goal. The goal, let me say it for those people who don't understand. The goal is to end the war. The goal is to end the war. And I really genuinely care about you. Because it's like 30, 40% of the commenters, whenever I'm like, God, let's pressure Trump to end the war. Don't call Congress. My God, you support the pedophiles in Congress. What does that mean? They introduced gun control legislation. We go fight it. What does that mean? It's some weird mind virus, but some new retardedness. I don't even know how to describe it. It's so stupid. It's so weird. We're trying to expose the attempted Israeli takeover of our domestic and foreign policy. And we have political power, but somehow they introduced the mind virus that if you get politically engaged and involved, you're the sellout. That's a new way to get you to give up. That's sick. Oh, look, Wall Street Journal. Iran's regime has changed for the worse, which is what the experts at the Pentagon and Eric Prince told Trump. He said, it'll end up getting more hardliners than they got. Yep. Absolutely. But let's go back to J.D. Vance. In fact, print me that article. Good job, crew, for throwing all this up. I didn't know Vance had said that. And I know from the insiders that were there, it's not about defending Vance or saying he's perfect. I know. And you see it. He was against the war. But once Trump did it, he backed it because that's what he signed on for. Vance, Iran deal, a home run for the American people, whether Israel likes it or not. Main U.S. goal is to prevent a nuclear Iran. VP says, Trump says, we're in the final throes of peace talks. Insists Netanyahu didn't defy him in responding to renewed Iran attacks. And obviously, it doesn't mean it's over yet. We heard over and over again, oh, the war is about to be over. Oh, we're successful. But we had all this Netanyahu worship. Now it's Netanyahu is wrong. He gave us bad intel. It's his fault, which is true. It doesn't take away that Trump went along with this. It doesn't matter. The throwing Netanyahu under the bus is the big sign that Trump is doing the off-ramp, as I said 2 weeks ago. That's the point, is ending the war. And that's how this is different. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. I got a bunch of the news ahead here. And Ivan Raiklin's coming up on the ongoing attempted Israeli coup over the military-industrial complex. But according to about a third of the people on X that claim they're patriots, and according to that caller, kind of what he was saying, we should just shut up about the Israeli takeover, and we shouldn't call Congress, we shouldn't call Trump, we shouldn't tell them don't do it, because that's engaging and covering up for Trump. We should just shut up, we're all doomed, and just not be involved. That makes no sense to me. It's this weird new thing. I don't know what you call it. It's like somebody firebombs your house. You start trying to put it out with a water hose. People go, why are you burning down your house? You're like, I'm not. I'm trying to put it out. Well, why are you involved with the arsonists? I'm not. I'm fighting the arsonists. It's literal mental retardation. Because you're so singularly on just hating Israel and anybody connected to it that you can't even get involved in policy. You can't lobby. You just got to go, F the Jews. Oh, God. Ah. It's just like, what does that do? What does that do? I mean, I'm going to stop talking about it. It's just so weird. I don't know how to. I don't know. You heard the caller. It's like, whoa, what is this? We got to stop apologizing for Trump. He's the enemy. We got to admit it's all Israel. We're talking about ending these wars, putting pressure on. We're starting to move that direction. Why are you helping Trump? Yes, it helps him and his legacy to stop this, but it's not about him. It's about ending the war and saving the economy and stopping the death and stopping World War III. I don't know. Trying to explain things to people that just don't have some kind of cognitive split. I shouldn't even do it. I'm going to shove about it. Because you can't help these people. So that's just where I'm at. Let's go ahead and go to the callers that have been holding the longest here. Let's go to Bart in Georgia. Bart, thanks for holding. I appreciate you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I want to talk about why Trump has failed to stop this war in Ukraine. It's a big money laundering operation, and somebody's making a lot of money off of it. Why is he doing everything that Israel tells him to do and things that he shouldn't be doing? I have a real solid theory. I ran this by your son Rex last week, and he was interested. I think Trump has been poisoned with scopolamine, devil's breath. It makes you compliant to anything you're told, and then you black out and don't remember it. Thank you, Alex.
No, don't hang up. You still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that plant used in Haiti and in South America, too. Yo, he does look like, because you're conscious, but you're not conscious. He does look like he's on scopolamine sometimes. That's a great point, or at least some derivative of it. He's highly suggestible. He definitely changed, and he's more unhinged than usual. But it's no theory that Howard Lutnick is doing insider trading with his sons on the tariffs and sabotaging everything as a Democrat Party operative the whole time. So it's not a theory that hundreds of billions of dollars are being made a month off this war by insider trading by White House officials. And they're like, well, the Democrats do it too. Yeah, and we expose that. You're absolutely right. I don't think that's a theory. Now, the scopolamine is, maybe it's just blackmail over Epstein. I don't know. But then now Trump's turned against it, so we're about to see what's happening. What do you think?
Well, let's drug test them. Let's get them in there. Then we'll know. And I want you guys to go to thealexjonesstore.com/redneck with a capital R and buy that iodine and the methylene blue and everything else. It's great products.
You know, I forget. I need to promote that again. The store's been around 2 years. There is a affiliate program that's free, and you can sign up for it. Have, you know, at thealexjonesstore.com/Easter Bunny or, you know, Keebler Elf or, you know, what, Redneck or whatever you want. And then you all get 10%. Of wherever you promote on your email list, your text message, X, Instagram, everywhere. And some folks are paid, one guy gets like 20 grand a month. I mean, this is something that is really exciting. And thanks for reminding me. I need to relaunch and re-promote the fact that we've got the affiliate program. Thank you so much. AlexJonesStore.com. All right, let's go ahead and go to the next caller, been holding the longest. And that would be Carlos in Canada. Carlos, give us your take.
Thank you, Alex. Just a quick question. There are two components that are fundamental to what is going on in the White House at the present time and the misunderstandings that arise from there therefrom. Number one is the personality of the President of the United States. And the other one is the activities of infiltration from a foreign power. Let's call it Israel for the time being, through its AIPAC agency. The problem is that through infiltration, the selection of candidates in the United States political system has been overtaken by the fact that the donors and sources of other income arrive to support selected candidates for office, who in turn use the money to buy the advertising, publicity, and all the other costs associated with the campaign from the very people and the very businesses that are the donors in the first place. So the money goes right around back to the donors indirectly or through agencies. The problem is that anyone else who, like, let's say, any candidate that is not in that system, all the money they raise goes towards the members and the, let's say, businesses to turn that money and give it back to the donors that give it back to the opposition. So you can no longer guarantee that you're going to elect the person that you want to elect, even if you donate to the campaign, because the campaign goes to the donors, businesses that are Confederates in the first place. When that cycle is complete, you have 200-300 people that are now being elected, both in the Senate, the Congress, anywhere they want. They can go to Israel on call. They're told to vote this way. They don't have to read the legislation anymore.
Yes, we know Israel's the dominant lobby basically controlling the U.S. and now trying to do a complete sign-over coup of intelligence, the military, not just in the Defense Authorization Act, but 14 other bills. So that's a fact. People know that. The military's come out. The Pentagon has said that. An official report. What do we do about it?
Well, the second problem is the president's personality itself. You see, we have a president who is very pro the Israel lobby, etc., because he understands the power. He's essentially a narcissist, without him wanting to insult him, because you could be a very positive narcissist. But these individuals, when they call so-called loyalty to those who adulate them, they willingly surrender them and viciously destroy them in public. Because they fear real enemies more than they respect and are loyal to those that respect them. And so here's the president from day one, all the people that backed him, he has been rejecting them publicly, some of them viciously, for the purposes of what? Because he's really afraid of the very first moment I told you. He is facing at any one time a lobby that could put together 200-300 people in front of the Knesset to take pictures anytime the prime minister of Israel says. So therefore, when he would want to back any candidate, he knows that he better support the Israel lobby, because otherwise, anyone else he endorses may not.
No, I know. Everyone knows the Israel lobby just primaried Massey and is bragging the controls.
Right.
So you're kind of arguing the sky's blue, and I'm not putting you down here. We know this. All the people on Israel just keep saying, look, Israel's in control. Yes, everyone knows that. So I'm asking, what do we do about it?
What you do about it is to, first of all, select the individuals individually from your communities that you want to support, and have those individuals, through organizations like yours, who reach millions of people at a time, select and say, look, we support this candidate for these reasons. Have as many candidates from here to November as you can.
No, we need certified America First. It means they're not under Israel's control or China or anybody else. People need to lean into this, the intimidation of Israel, which is starting to happen. And they can't censor us all. They can't get us all. That's the answer. And that's already happened. I mean, people are done with this.
That's right. But at the present time, you have a problem because you do not have a president that is not enough afraid to confront the fact that he services America.
Well, that's right, because I'm nothing against boomers, but he's the classic boomer. He only watches mainstream stuff. He doesn't get that Israel doesn't have all this power. It's like the emperor's new clothes. He believes it, and then he just goes along with it.
Exactly. And as a CEO, the president presides over the various departments. These departments cannot be held to the power of a foreign power. So as an American president, and President George Washington would have done the very same thing, he would have said, all these people that are servicing a foreign power are committing treason against the best interests of the
United States. But I don't think we can count on Trump to go that far. It's up to us to put this front and center. And Israel's attempt to take over with this legislation has done that. I mean, the Pentagon came out and said Israel's the main threat. How big is that, Carlos? And then what do you expect Israel to do now? I think false flags.
You're very correct. And the way that I would envisage them doing a false flag under the circumstances is to say, for instance, well, you know, we have to, an attempt to kill the president, because at one point President Trump will become useless to such a movement. So therefore, he would be more in danger than ever before to a false flag. Also, the thing that will motivate Americans more than anything else is dead American soldiers coming back dead from a war they didn't want to be involved in.
Well, let me just I already saw the World Jewish Congress 3 weeks ago say this, but they already know.
Correct.
They have
Correct.
Successfully turned the whole world against them. It is the hottest thing. It's only getting bigger. People are waking up to intrigue and control. Israel has to know, its leadership, that this is a dead-end road, but they don't stop. They don't quit. If they just backed off right now, they'd be fine, but they're not doing that.
Well, you know, when you talk of Egypt, when you talk of Turkey, when you talk of Jordan, when you talk of countries now aligning together and saying, no, enough is enough, Israel. You cannot have...
Well, and then Israel says they want to attack them. What is that, megalomania? Because if you're going to attack somebody, you don't say it up. Exactly. Israel's doing everything I would do if I wanted to destroy Israel.
Yes, but because they know that President Trump is afraid. If they
so they think because they have the big empire on their side. So this is real megalomania, you're saying. This is real power trip.
This is the foundations of a regional war going hot all over the place. This is why.
No, that's what all the analysts say. I'm asking you. So just because they think they control Trump, Israel is really. So this isn't an act. Israel really thinks it's. You know, the Israeli papers talk about global domination by Israel right now, right? And it's crazy town. All they're doing is revealing their control right now and exaggerating it and turning everyone against them. I mean, it's like we're watching Israel self-destruct right now.
Well, you know, the Shabbat leader. Who was in fact believed to be the Messiah, who died and told Netanyahu, listen, you are going to be the last prime minister of Israel. Because the idea was that we have to provoke the great, great, great Armageddon in order for the Messiah to come. This is a religious belief, which most Americans ignore.
And it's a literal doomsday cult, like the Hellbop comic cult.
And the only way to stop it would be for the United States to say, look, we, the leadership, the Senate, the Congress, respect your interest very much. We're going to protect you by simply saying, cut it out. Because when you're using our name in false value, you're turning off the whole world because everybody doesn't want to turn against America. No one in the world, Canadians in particular, Mexicans in particular, we do not hate the United States. But when we see the United States overtaken by a foreign power, we have to say, wait a second, we're next. We have to be very careful because we're in agreement, like in free trade agreements. When you
imagine if Israel gets full control of the U.S.,
he gets control of the free trade agreement, and we're back all in the... Now we're in a real bigger pickle than you can imagine. As a Canadian person who loves America almost as much as I love my country, and my best country in the world are Canada, Spain, and the United States, as far as I'm concerned, okay? It's my opinion, but to tell
you
that...
Well, separately, what do you make of Spain's ruling party saying, we don't want Spanish, we're getting rid of them, they're bad. I'm sure you've seen the videos. The leaders, we're literally replacing the white people. What do you make of the communists saying that?
Well, they can say whatever they want, but in the bottom analysis, I once told you this, there's a thing called the maternal instinct. And you can go against the country, you can go against the mothers in a country, you can go against the parents, against their children. But eventually, all that corrects. Because essentially, we are all together in a planet spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, and we have to survive. And when somebody threatens the very core of our identity, of our existence, it will correct. That's inevitable.
Don't you think Israel was shocked that the Defense Intelligence Agency came out and said Israel's trying to take over?
I think that they thought, sincerely, they thought this is the time to make our move because we have a president that is afraid of us. And he's afraid that we can put together a Congress that will impeach him. And as long as our president is afraid to be impeached, look, Mr. President.
So you're saying Israel is holding Trump hostage. I agree.
Yeah, because at any one moment they can put any candidates against them on anything. They can call an impeachment tomorrow, even tomorrow. And some people who are under the control of the handlers who say you will not get reelected unless you do what we tell you.
Yeah, well, we need to impeach Israel. From control of the U.S., not drive them in the sea, not destroy Israel, just impeach you. This isn't your country. You're crazy. You're impeached. You're kicked out of government. Israel, you're impeached. We'll be right back. Thanks for the call. We're calls right in. I don't sell crap. Bovine colostrum. I'm going to get back to news. I didn't do any plug in the first hour. And Bigly, about a year ago, puts out a survey. A lot of you that are, you know, if you're a VIP, you get surveys. And, you know, once a month or something, they'll ask, hey, what are you wanting or what are you liking best or what products would you like? And that's smart to ask customers that, right? And you're kind and you tell us. And it came back. Bovine colostrum was in the top two or three every time. And so was high-grade beef tallow, which we now have for you as you requested. And it's a great seller. Not rocket scientist to ask your customers what they want. That's the number one rule of sales. Well, have a great product and find out what your customer wants. And you can say the customer's always right. I think there's something better I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to argue with it. But that's an important rule of sale, but I don't think it's the most ethical point. I'll actually tell you what I think I need to know. So we got samples of it in before we even private labeled it from a top place to say, hey, you got to try this. Well, and now I'm taking it because I don't know how good it is. I'm like, okay, the survey wants bovine colostrum, the first milk of 2 weeks out of a mammal. I know it supercharges the immune system. I know it has all these immunity factors that goes in. It's like the natural vaccine. I know it's great. I know that you go back to Germany hundreds of years ago in the UK and even out west here in the US, they had a sickly kid or a preemie. They would give them the colostrum. They would call it the first milk of a donkey. It's like always in all the literature, like the medical doctors like that. Oh my God, donkey. Donkey colostrum is like, whoa, man. I mean, like that, donkey. And then horse is good, goats are good, but it's always donkey's the best. It says, the first 2 weeks milk, the colostrum of a jenny. That's in medical books from Germany, the UK, the US. That's how powerful colostrum is. Well, we don't have big, creameries and dairies with a bunch of female donkeys, so you're gonna have to settle with the cow. But it's good. And so they send in the canister of the company we're going to private label it from. And I'm like, okay. And so I throw it in the back of my car with some other stuff. And a couple days later, I go to have dinner at my parents. And I go, hey, my mom takes, I've seen her take colostrum and stuff. It was women like their hair and their nails and all that. I'll give her this. So I go in and give her a couple canisters of it and everything. And then about 2 months later, my mom is like, Alex, I want some more of that. That is incredible.
Several weeks later.
Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa, it's in a back problem that I've had since Alex was born. It's almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been, and I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turn darker.
And darker.
So now she gets it from us, she orders it from us, but that just gives you an example of I'm not selling crap, okay? I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't work. Now, with colostrum, it's going to take, you're going to feel it right away in a few days, but it's going to take months for you to see it. With the skin and the hair and the nails and all that for it to really kick in. But I'm telling you, you are nuts if you don't go to the AlexJonesStore.com and get these right now. Just go get it. And then we can expand and have our legal battles and beat the New World Order and you'll be as happy as a pig in poop. And there's a bunch of sales on all the best selling products right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I can't be bought. I am simply funded by you if you like the work we're doing.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not leaving. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones. And on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
go back to your phone calls. I want to hit some news first. So this just broke in the last hour. Monster who brutally murdered Ukrainian immigrant Irina Zarutska in cold blood found not competent to stand trial. The same judge many times, he had 40-plus assaults, you name it, robberies, would put him in her treatment center that her wife owned and that the state would then pay for. And we predicted this. Turns out his brother is a convicted murderer of a white person, and the sister is convicted of attempted murder of a white person. Got that white bitch, he said. And again, imagine if white people were 40-plus times more likely to kill a black person than vice versa. It's not the average black person, but there's a small minority of blacks that literally think whites are the devil and we need to be killed, and the media supports it and covers it up. So let's roll the footage of her getting stabbed to death here. It's important to do that because this is a human being that got killed, and then Elon Musk paid for some murals around the country. And they've now pulled those down, saying it's racist to show a white person being killed. Because they have this myth, and I've seen all these videos just lately up at the trial in Dallas, where the black folks are like, the white people are hunting us, they're killing us, they're murdering us. People show them statistics, it's almost non-existent. They go, you're a liar! So black folks, the minority of them, but believe they're being hunted by white people, so they go out and kill white people, and the media covers it up. Absolutely insane. So that's the reality of where we are right now. Meanwhile, you have the last few years of hype of UFO disclosure, and all of it is just recycled crap to create a big diversion to attack faith in God, as I said a year ago and 10 years ago. Project Bluebeam is now being implemented. It's a colloquial name, but fake alien invasion. Most of this stuff is human craft. And you've got Spielberg's movie coming out saying this is going to shake Christians' faith. Why is it going to shake other people's faith? Why is it just Christians' faith? Why do they need their faith shaken? Why does everything target Christianity? Spielberg claims his film will mess up a lot of people's Christian faith by forcing them to ask whether God is the creator only of humanity or of multiple life-supporting worlds. Well, I mean, the first Old Testament is Jewish. Would you say he's going to mess up Jewish faith? Why is it Christians? Why does he underestimate people's faith so much? Well, nobody's buying into this. And this idea that, oh, an intel officer saw purple aliens, it's all real, no proof. It's just his movie's all queued up for this time. It's all prepared, something big in the next month or so. This is a PSYOP, folks. Here's Steven Spielberg.
This truth were just known overnight. If the government announced, yes, we have been keeping this from you since 1947, that would mess up a lot of people. And the movie also takes the position of the church. What does this do to the fundamental beliefs that many of us have? And, you know, is God our God only on this planet, or is God a God for every system where there's civilization, intelligent life, and even developing life?
All right, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Why is it going to shake other people's faith? Why is it about Christians? You need to have your faith shaken. If Jesus isn't the truth, the life, the way, if he isn't the real Messiah, why is the system always, be any other religion, anything else, just don't be Christian. And why are Christians the most targeted group in the world? I'm going to go back to your phone calls, but I want to tell you about something first. I forgot to do this during the break. Will you guys bring the filter up here, please? Sorry, I got distracted during the break. Bigly is our sponsor, the owner of the Alex Jones Network, and now the new system. And I tell them a lot of the products I want, the things I want. They go out and get the best quality. They go through an exhaustive process. I'll do it. I'll show you right here. No problem. Forgot to get the filter myself. I'll do it myself. Here we go. Ah, no problemo. Look at this bad boy right here. So look at that. Now, I told them, I said, listen, gravity-fed filters are the best system. There's 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 companies out there, 40 or 50 with the big ones. dozens and dozens of new little ones. And you can put swamp water in this, pool water in this, whatever you want into this. And, but you put normal tap water into this and it cuts out all of the forever chemicals, the atrazine, the glyphosates, all of it. So I said, I want a top rated company, go out and find where they make the best ones, the best factories, get all the tests done. They did that. You'll see the tests from over a year ago. That's how long they've been developing this. But then I want the highest quality stainless steel, all of it. This is hands down with the testing. And then just look at this baby, 3-gallon system for your house, your business, your restaurant, wherever. It's incredible. Dual carbon water filter. We got to give it a cooler name, like the ultimate platinum, you know, the king of water filters, the best gravity fed filter you can get. We have the studies. We have the information. We have it all at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, more being produced, more being made. They got a limited run. It's going to sell out very, very quickly. It funds the operation. I got to tell you, they sell with the highest rated carbon filters. Not all the companies have them. Most of them don't. Units for $400 at stores, at camping supply places, you name it, that have, aren't even stainless steel, aren't super quality. This is the most gorgeous, highest quality stainless steel. This is insane. The great job Bigley did. And when I saw the pricing on this and I saw this, I know what it costs to make. I'm like, normally this would be $400. Regular price is $299. They're selling it for $229. So you have to understand, they're making like $60-$70 on that. And for VIP members, it's $183. For VIP members, thealexjonesstore.com, this deal is so good, it's insane. You don't have to buy the stand either if you don't want to have the extra, you know, room or how tall this is, but it's a really nice stand as well. But this is the highest grade stainless steel. This is a real beauty. But the filters inside are really the key. And I showed this during the first hour of the show. So I'll move this over here. I'm going to do an overhead shot here before I go back to your calls. And I'm going to show you the top companies, multiple companies, U.S. government certified, all the studies of what they did when third-party companies tested these double carbon high-quality filters. Highest rated. So I said, I want the highest rated, non-detectable across the board, thousands of different chemicals and garbage that are in the water, atrazine, you name it. I want to be the very best filters, and I want the very best stainless steel. They did it. They knocked it out of the park. This is a gorgeous unit. It's incredible. So here's one report from VMOX, and it goes through testing the filters. That was back in 2025, last year. That's how long it's been in development, almost 2 years. And they did not cut corners. Non-detectable level, non-detectable level. We're going to put all this into professional ads and zoom in and show you all this. But this is real quality. They also had NSF International study it. Here's the certification right here. And it, one of the top firms uses all the government testing spectrometers and systems to do it. And it found exactly what the other company found. Non-detectable, non-detectable, non-detectable. It goes on for hours. It would take hours to read. Oh, non-detectable, non-detectable. You can't by law say there's none of it in there. It's when you say 99.9. Non-detectable, baby. And so the water in this country and around the world is full of garbage. And it is a toxic waste soup. Even bottled water they tested is full of crap. Not when you run it through this bad boy. So it's in stock now. More is coming in a few weeks. So when it sells out, you're still on the waiting list. You can lock yourself into this incredible deal that we're running right now at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, I'm going to stop plugging there. There's really no need to, because it's going to sell out so quick. The only problem is they didn't get enough of these. And they're like, well, they're really expensive, and our markup isn't much. And I'm like, I know. But, it really is a catch-22, because everybody needs this. This is the best, and it'll finance the network, more hosts, more reporters, and go back to where we were, and even better than we ever were. Bigger, stronger, faster, more on target. That is what this is all about. Also, 50% off right now on Ultimate Life Force at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, during the COVID garbage, all these scientists came out with stuff that targets spike protein, cleans the blood, helps the cardiovascular system. So about a year and a half ago, I told Bigley, I said, and they do what I tell them, they're awesome. I said, you go out and you look at these, all these top formulas with all these scientists and doctors, and they're already bestsellers, and I want the ultimate spike protein cardiovascular booster for everybody. You even take the shot, it's spreading, it's sloughing, it's shedding. They said, well, we talked to the doctors and scientists. It's okay to take the two best-selling brands and merge the two formulas together into Ultimate Life Force. This is the strongest spike protein cardiovascular boosting product out there. It is insane. It's horse pills. You should do a cycle of this a couple times a year. Old, young, it doesn't matter. It's incredible. You owe it to yourself to get Ultimate Life Force. 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And that's how we fund this operation. So if you want to continue to see this hardcore intel coming out on every front, every day, having a huge effect, then get the products because they all work. I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't work. And I've told Bigley, I haven't checked today. I told him a few days ago. I'm sure it's up there. I want him to post these studies. I want to post this information. I want you to see you're getting the best filter that takes the garbage out at the highest level you're going to get. And then the stainless steel, I mean, this is, look at any other of the gravity fill filters. None of them are even half as beautiful as this. The quality is just insane. So home run for Bigley. We salute them. We thank them. And we thank you all for your support at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, if you're a VIP, it's $30 a month. You get it instantly every month. When you charge $30, cancel anytime for free. $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, special sales on top of every other sale. And so that's why I was telling you that it's regular $299, which is a steal. Similar things would be $400. The price for everybody is $229, but if you're VIP, $183. This unit costs them like $140. Now, when they up and buy tens of thousands, it'll go down a little bit. But, I mean, you're talking making like $30-$40 here. This is badass. But I chewed their ass out. I said, you have 1,000 of these? Like, well, more's coming in 2 weeks. We'll pre-order. I'm just like, I guarantee you, these are sold out tonight. But thank God, I am so happy that they got a hit here. I mean, the studies are easy. The filters are great. You can go to the top factories that make them and get that. That's the easy part. The fact that they've got stainless steel of this quality, I mean, go look at stuff at REI or anything. $300-$400 looks like crap. Filters aren't as good. This damn thing is like a museum piece. I mean, this is crazy. 3 gallons, too, so it's big. Have it in your kitchen, have it in your cabin, have it in your business. It is badass. This is a home frickin' run. Unbelievable. Notice they used to call you conspiracy theorists. If you warned about toxins and garbage in the water, they don't do that now. Remember David Hogg famously said, notice Jones warns of chemicals in the water, and then he sells you a filter. He's a con man. No, I'm very direct. There's all these toxic chemicals in the well water, the tap water, everywhere, and all the studies. You need to get a high-quality filter. Here's the ratings. We sell it to you. No, I'm like, you got a problem, and I sell you something good to keep us on air so we can warn more people and bill what we're doing. But he acts like it's a deception, like, oh, he tells you there's a problem with the water and sells you filter. No, I'm very direct about that. What's the best salesman do? He sells a good product that you need that works great. It's just like, but they always got to make it a scam. Like, oh, God, you know, he sells vitamins. Oh, what's at Whole Foods? What's at all the grocery stores? Because they work. They just act like, Jones claims you need oxygen. What a conspiracy theorist. So that's the bottom line right there. But we're very proud of this. The only problem is, we're going to go like that. All right. But I'm excited because they hit a home run. A home run with this bad boy. Highest quality stainless steel. When you look at this in person, you're going to be blown away. And I know it's aesthetic. The filter's the best. That's what the most important part. But these other companies have like crap, like plastic containers and or they call it stainless steel and it's not. This is highest grade. I'm excited because I know nobody, this is a huge market. Nobody's got this at this price. I've never seen one that looks this good for $500. This is a home run, baby. It's like Robert Duvall says in Network. He goes, I got a big hit, a big tenant hit. Finance a revolution with this. You get all the good mojo, good karma, get people to get the poison out of their water while we get the poison out of the government and the culture. This is, oh my goodness, good drops. I'm telling you, I smell victory. Ooh, because, I mean, this thing is sexy. I know all you that got revenue for voters are like, God almighty, that thing looks like. I'm excited. All right, I'm going to stop now. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go to James in Kentucky, where the Israel just stole the election from Thomas Massie. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling about all the hospitals that did the COVID protocol that killed all these people. Their families weren't allowed to visit them. They were paid like between $63,000 and $68,000 per death. Yet there's nothing about a prosecution for this at all. It's a massive murder of Americans all over the United States with that COVID protocol, and then using the oxygen tank or whatever they were using to more or less kill them. And then the being restrained from seeing their family.
Yeah, unfortunately,
like
your cell phone went out. I'm getting half of it. Can you try to talk right in your microphone?
Go ahead. Does this sound better?
Yeah, do you have a headset on?
No, I've got the phone in my hand. Does that sound better?
No, that's night and day, brother.
Okay. I'm calling, like I said, about the protocol, the COVID protocol that the hospitals put in place to kill all those patients that they got paid between $63,000 or $68,000 per death, how they isolated them from their family, not letting their family be around them, being able to let them, you know, find out anything until they were dead. And yet there's no prosecution. The person that wrote up the COVID protocol was never prosecuted for it. And I'm asking for justice to be done, and those families that lost and loved ones to have all in the hospital.
No, I agree. Trump's trying to do reparations for people that got abused on J6, and I was part of that. I was talking about the DOJ, and I haven't even tried to get the money. And I agree, old women waved into velvet robes that went to prison for 6 months deserve it, but what about all the COVID people? And I'm a J6 victim, and I'm like, I think COVID people need to be ahead of the line here. This isn't like black people were slaves 180 years ago, so white people have no connection to it or guilty. If black people currently got killed by a poison shot, their family deserves reparations. That's what reparation is for something current. And I'm just saying, I think J6 is way behind the COVID people. Whether you're black, white, I don't care. You got hurt by a COVID shot. You need restitution.
But the elimination of the people in the COVID hospitals with that they said
the $53,000 bounty. Yeah, we need charges. I agree.
Well, I mean, who wrote the protocol for the COVID for the hospitals that causes people to be eliminated and paid to eliminate them? And who paid the money?
I mean, it was all set up by the WEF and by the Rockefeller Foundation through that consortium of John Hopkins. They set the global parameters, and then they set up the whole mass murder program. It's the exact same in Australia, same as the U.S., same in Canada, same in Germany.
Yet nobody's prosecuted.
I know. Boom. What do we do? Tell me what we do.
Have the FBI investigated.
I've called for, I mean, you've seen Senator Paul saying indict Fauci. I hear you. Another big failure of Trump.
Well, that's nothing really to do with Fauci. This murder of massive amount and people being, hospitals being paid, find out how much the hospitals were paid.
No, I agree. And that goes back to,
prosecute.
And the people that took the money and did it, like Governor Cuomo.
Well, how about the staff, the nurses and everything that were involved in this? I mean, you have a massive amount of employees for the hospital involved in these murders.
And that's why they always use medical system for tyranny, because people don't expect to be attacked through tyranny. Great point. All right, thank you for the call. All right, let's take another call here. Evan in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, this is Evan Knight. I want to make a quick point that upstream from all these conversations we're having now, is that in the Epstein files, it shows that the evangelical church and the Baptist church in America was hijacked, and they paid these pastors to not teach about end times, and to preach a lot from the Old Testament to try to make Israel look like the chosen people. Of all the people on planet Earth, it's Israel that gave up their chosen status and are the least chosen people on planet Earth. So we have to really point out to the Christians in America that you've been hijacked and that you're letting down Jesus Christ by going and taking tours to Israel and kissing the very rocks that Jesus cursed. So people need to put...
Well, that's right. Jesus said before this generation passes, not one stone will be left in this temple on top of the other. And Titus sacked it 70 years later, as he predicted. And then now Christians worship those rocks more than Jesus.
Exactly. So I really think this is a... How do you get people out of the mind meld, this humiliation ritual, is to show that they are letting down Jesus Christ by promoting a secular Israel, the gayest country in the world. And this, I believe, is upstream from the arguments we keep having, because letting down Jesus Christ is more important than letting down your own country or yourself. And we need to put Jesus number one, which is putting Israel to the back of the line. They're the ones that let down Jesus Christ and refused his second covenant. So waiting for the third covenant, waiting for the Antichrist, should bother Christians. They shouldn't be paying to go visit Israel. They should be trying to help Christians from being persecuted. And I believe that should be the focus. All these things, like the girl that got killed in the bus, all these things are humiliation rituals. And I wrote a book about this on your prodding almost 2 years ago, which I'm about to come out with. But this is a humiliation ritual devised by Satan himself. And the Jewish people are anything but blessed. They are the most cursed people on planet Earth.
He said that twice. I appreciate your call. I mean, again, here we are. It's Israel's trying to take over our government. It's a big, serious issue. I don't think somebody's bad because they want to go see Egypt or Israel or Moscow or anywhere else. I think it's bad to go to Israel and visit, but I mean, I hear what you're saying. Breaking verdict reached in Carmelo Anthony murder trial. State police are now here and people are rushing into the courtroom. Pray for justice. That's Nick Sordor. We'll watch that as it unfolds. See Baron Morello, who's there covering it, can pop in even if it's over phone. I don't know, the cell stuff's working well because there's so many people. We'll continue to watch this as it tracks. Speaking of Israel, we're going to look at the latest on the Pentagon warning Israel's trying to take over the U.S. government and what's happening with that and geopolitics with Ivan Raiklin, former Lieutenant Colonel, Army Special Operations, Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency. That's coming up. And Craig and Joe and Brigham and David, you'll be our last callers, but I'll get to all of you straight ahead in hour number four. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feed on X, Rel Alex Jones right now, and Rumble. Rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install.
Copy that. Installing the module now.
Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable, TK421. Cabling complete, no faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy.
The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Ivan Raiklin joining us to talk about the attempted globalist coup over America led by Israel. Brown Morello's going to be popping in. The verdict is set to come out. They've said they've reached a verdict. I predict it's guilty. It's clear cut in this case, the black guy killing the white guy up in Dallas. That is all coming up. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go to David in California. David, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me all right?
I sure can. Go ahead.
I love you so much. Excuse me. I've been listening to you and taking your supplements since 2012. And you're amazing for giving this platform for all of us. You know, we're all the Infowar.
Well, I wouldn't have a platform without you, your word of mouth, your support. So thank you.
Thank you, brother. So, you know, America has had a treaty with Russia since before the Civil War. And they stopped Britain from taking us over militarily. So instead, they took over by infiltrating our government. And, of course, Britain created Israel as well. Russia will still back us up if we show up again. I want to share the missing piece, where if everyone knows this information, we will immediately win. Normally, I can speak eloquently about these things for hours and hours with people, but because I have little time here, I wrote down what I want to say here so I don't miss anything important. So please hear me out for about 3 minutes.
Well, you just did a big preface for burning a minute of your time. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to read this out.
It's say it again. I'm not mad at you, but you keep saying you're going to read it. Go ahead.
Okay. This information is the answer. There is an open opportunity for us to come. Donald Trump is not doing what he said he would do for America. Is he doesn't work for America, he works for Britain. The so-called government in Washington, D.C. are corporations. You'll find them on the Dun and Bradstreet. They're corporations. A government cannot be incorporated and be sovereign. Incorporation is through Rome. So back in 1776, after we won the war, we contracted with outside entities, including Britain and Rome, to provide limited enumerated governmental services, and we also had our own American subcontractor called the Federal Republic. But the two foreign subcontractors were Rome and Britain. These subcontractors were leased the area of Washington, D.C. by Maryland and Virginia to carry out their contracts with us, while our American federal contractor's capital is Philadelphia. Currently, we've had all through the so-called presidency, the Republicans working for Britain and the Democrats working for Rome. And they colluded together to overtake the American government and America itself by impersonating our government. And they managed to accomplish this task through the Civil War, where they murdered our employees in the Federal Republic and the head of state, whose lineage goes back to the one of dozens of French barons who was given sovereignty in England by William the Conqueror, had to run and hide and has been underground for about 130 years, but now has come back to surface through his grandsons, and they called the states back into session. The assemblies that I've heard people talk about, you know, what should we do? We should assemble ourselves together. Well, the good news is that the head of state called the states back into session. So the way to defeat the globalists and what they're trying to accomplish is to wake up the American people and military and the world to who the American government really is. The American government is meeting together in every state since 2019 and is recognized by the world court and entities all over the world, including Donald Trump. But he refuses to do what we tell him to do, because he doesn't work for the American people. She works for a corporation who's in the business of providing governmental services. The answer to the financial problem...
All right, sounds like a bunch of cute stuff to me.
Decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Alex Jones is back. The info war continues at alexjoneslive.com. And you can follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Plus, you can download the app, alexjonesapp.com. So check it out now and let the deep state globalists know we will never be silenced.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The psychological operations launched by the mainstream media and the deep state. This man knew that the war would not be fought in the streets, but would be fought in the minds of freedom-loving humans everywhere. So stand with Alex Jones, this one man terminating wrecking ball of truth, as he launches his next great operation. AlexJonesLive.com has launched. Spread this message far and wide, because the tyrants want you fighting with each other instead of the true enemy of humanity. AlexJonesLive.com is the signal they can't stop.
You will never defeat humanity. All right, we're sitting here waiting for the Carmelo Anthony verdict. They say the verdict has come in. We haven't had it yet. We'll have reporters pop in on that, Brandon Morello and others, up in north of Dallas, Frisco, with that. I saw scenes on Fox of just big crowds of black people screaming at white people are going to kill you, cracker. Just total. So they're mad that a black guy might get convicted of killing a white guy. I mean, it's just if a white guy kills a black guy, convict him. It's insane. But that's what the globalists have done, this divide and conquer. We'll watch that as it unfolds. I wanted to get Ivan Raiklin back up, but he's going to host the last 30 minutes. I'm going to co-host with him right now, but I want to give him the floor to cover all the issues he wants to. And then Harris Smith and the War Room is coming up today at 3 p.m. Central with Rob Dew hosting today, I'm told. But going to Ivan Raiklin, Lieutenant Colonel, retired Army Special Operations, Green Beret, formerly the Defense Intelligence Agency as well, and separately a lawyer, about how big all this is. Now we have Trump admitting he leaked to Axios 2 weeks ago that he's mad at Netanyahu. Netanyahu admitting that was real. That was all real, like I told you. That's Trump trying to get an off-ramp. It doesn't defend what Trump did. It isn't about a face-up for Trump. It's about ending the war. Okay? Right? He tries to make it about, oh, why are you defending Trump now? No, I mean, if he does the right thing, we're putting pressure for him to do that. That's just nonsensical to say that. But I respond to that because I see that trope out there, or that meme. And you have the Defense Department coming out last week saying Israel's now the main espionage threat, trying to control our government. We have now Trump openly giving it the transcript of his conversation Sunday with Netanyahu, saying, I'm about to cut Israel loose. You keep sabotaging the peace process. And if you continue to do that, we're going to cut you loose and you'll be on your own. Then an Apache helicopter gets shot down last night. Iran, that I've seen, is not taking credit. But, I mean, who knows what's going on? It's a war zone. So Trump says they've got to pay for that now. Remember, Trump said last weekend, only attacks on U.S. troops will attack Iran again. And I said, well, God, will some party, you wonder who, or some group now attack U.S. troops? Opens the door for major false flags. So there's a lot to unpack there, a lot to cover. But Ivan, give us your big 35,000-foot view on what's happening. Do you think Trump's split with Israel is real? Well, it's killing the approval rating. He knows he got fiascoed into it. I think it's overall real because it's more intense. J.D. Vance comes out and says, we run the country, not Israel. So definitely they're feeling the heat of the grassroots. And with Israel, with all this legislation, not just in the Defense Authorization Act, but 14 other pieces that we know of, trying to come in and literally merge with the military and merge with the U.S., seems like an act of desperation, or is it just chutzpah? Ivan Ranklin, give us your take on that.
No, I think this is a civil war between the grassroots that are for America against the donors. And it's a fight. It's a civil war for the fight of the White House and American policy in general. Now it's bleeding over into the Congress, not only in the White House. So on one side, you got the Miriam Adelson and Susie Wiles led big donor class, which are aligned, you know, with Paul Singer, Miriam Adelson, and a couple other folks. And on the other side, you have the 77 million of us that, or whatever the number was, probably closer to 80 million that voted for Donald Trump to be in office. And up until this point, the big donors have actually secured wins on for themselves. But there's growing and growing angst, anger, and pressure from the grassroots to reject the foreign policy stance and objectives of that donor class, which aligns more with Bibi, keeping him in power, than it is in promoting lower costs so that, you know, the affordability in the United States. I mean, at the end of the day, we have to continue to push and apply pressure. And we're kind of at that apex point going into today's primary, right? I think the avatar of this fight, the Civil War, is in South Carolina, where on one side you have that donor class trying to prop up their guy. And on the other side, you have the grassroots that are trying to inject our idea of what America first should be into our U.S. Senate. And it's basically come down to today in South Carolina between the fight between Lindsey Graham as well as Mark Lynch.
Now, for people that weren't in the Defense Intelligence Agency or Lieutenant Colonel in Army Special Operations, how big a deal is it that the Pentagon come out last week and say Israel's the main threat? What's the new intel you've gotten? What do you expect Israel to pull now as the whole world turns against them? I'm really concerned.
This is massive. You said it yesterday. This is beyond massive because I don't think I've ever heard ever in my 25-year military as well as intelligence career where the U.S. basically has published, the Department of Defense at the highest levels and through these leaks has essentially said that Israel poses a threat. Would they have always been considered an ally? And this is I would say the first time that it has been published that Israel and Mossad has essentially a threat to U.S. national security objectives and foreign policy. So massive, massive.
And that shows how dire the threat is.
Yeah, because I would say that threat has been dampened and tempered and obfuscated for whatever reasons. And we're basically finding these out with the exposures that Massey is putting out on the floor of the House, with the Epstein file release, with the maneuvers and decisions made by the White House. It started the Band-Aid, like I said before yesterday, the Band-Aid is completely ripped off. Everybody sees that the Republican brand is owned by the foreign Israel interested donors on the right. On the left, it's the George Soros funded left. And so now it comes down to what are we going to do about it? And so, again, I'm going to repeat what I said a little bit yesterday in that I believe that President Trump and his donor class expended all of their political capital to ensure Thomas Massey was removed from office. And an indicator of that is that that donor class was not able to block Zach Lane from securing the Republican nomination in Iowa for governor on June 2nd, basically 2 weeks later. And so now we're going to see whether or not they're going to be, the donor class is going to be able to continue to buy seats, or if the grassroots is going to continue to escalate and retaking the Republican Party towards more of a America First aligned Republican Party. And that's going to, we're going to see that today. And that's not only in the Senate race. We're going to start to see some of it in the gubernatorial race. Yesterday, President Trump had a tele-town hall for Lindsey Graham, as well as the endorsed governor candidate here in South Carolina. I think both are going to be going to runoff. And I don't think that runoff on June 23rd is going to fare well for the two Trump endorsed candidates, because the grassroots is only on its ascendancy. And I'm here to guarantee that that ascendancy continues to escalate, because I'm on the side, obviously, of America first.
Now, looking at this, because I know you're up on Capitol Hill a lot. You got out of the military when you saw the crises, what, 5 years ago or so, just to be able to cover this. When you're talking to Congress, obviously there's a big buzz now about all this legislation that literally integrates our whole military and the money into Israel. Netanyahu calls it independence from U.S. money. It's actually the U.S. is now merged with Israel. It's even more dependent. It's so scary. What's the feedback you're getting from your sources in the military, Congress? I mean, how big a deal this is?
This is we have a civil war going on amongst the legislative versus executive branch at the highest levels right now, as of, you know, last week's President Trump's pivot on this policy. But even more so, you have an internal civil war going on with patriots, the very few remaining patriots in this administration, versus those that represent the establishment in the swamp, in the executive branch and in the House of Representatives. But fortunately, I think for us, is that there are enough fighters, whether it's patriots, Freedom Caucus elements in the House, and then we have a couple in the Senate, along with elements within the intelligence community, the Department of War, and then the broader executive branch, that are hardcore, true America first patriots that are at a minimum kind of behind the scenes trying to push back against the Israeli takeover of our entire government. And I think we have, like I said yesterday, the coalition of the elements, for example, in the House, the Senate, and the broader executive branch, if they work together in a coordinated effort, we're going to be able to reject this takeover of the American government by Bibi and his donor and his and the White House's donor class. And it's going to require a coordinated effort, but they're obviously going to censor. They're going to block us from achieving the reach on some of the mainstream platforms, and we just have to counter it. We just have to consistently grind, push back, and I'm hopeful. I'm going to be back in D.C. tomorrow. One example of pushing back against the global order is there's a movie coming out tomorrow on June 10th on Wednesday up on Capitol Hill called Duty to Disobey. It's going to be the debut, and that documentary movie explains in detail the unlawful so-called vaccine mandate under the Biden criminal syndicate that was forced on the military to consume the bio injections, the experiments, the DNA mutilation injections, if you will. And I think that's going to escalate a demand across the entire American public for there to be accountability for Fauci, for Terry Adirum, the one that signed the unlawful implementation memo within the Department of Defense. So we're not going anywhere. We're going to continue to escalate to demand accountability and influence and motivate accountability across all the different components, whether it's the 2020 election heist, the J6 Fed surrection, the COVID con, the unlawful and unsafe and ineffective products. Like we're not going anywhere. And thanks to you, Alex, for platforming folks like myself and others and continuing to talk about this in order to make sure that we have hope. We have the Zach Lanes coming on board. We have the Mark Lynch's infusing into the political zeitgeist, and then Thomas Massey and others.
Well, that's right. Everybody wants instant victory. Compared to 10 years ago, people are way more awake. We're moving the needle way faster. Populism has exploded everywhere. Enemies hit back. We push back. It's a long marathon here. This is a long struggle, and we are winning. People need to know that, as negative as things are. And then I had a caller earlier that's like the people I see on X. It's like 30-40% of people. I'll like, okay, we're putting pressure on Trump. He's starting to do an off-ramp. That's great. More pressure in the war. They go, why are you suddenly saying Trump's good? Because ending the war is good. Like, it's not about Trump. It's about ending the war. And, like, us being politically engaged, they go, oh, the whole system's corrupt. Why are you engaged? They don't know what they're talking about. Well, what are we supposed to do, just bitch and do nothing?
Right. I mean, to answer whoever that called in and said that, I mean, Alex Jones is one of the few people that I observe that understands the chessboard and tries to make it so that both sides of the chessboard are moving in the direction of a victory for the chessboard, if you will, known as the United States. Okay. And the lower IQ individuals that are creating content, they talk about what happened and they do it in a way that they're told on how to describe what happened. Some of the more critical thinking ones going into the double and triple digits almost are the ones that talk about what is happening right now. Those that have the high IQ, also known as those that are considered low IQ by the president, such as, you know, Alex Jones and J.P. Sears and Julie Kelly and Tucker Carlson. Those are the content creators that take what happened, what's going on right now, and then forecast based on analytic skills and context to draw from to determine what could be coming down the pike and what needs to be done in order to
change. And that's key. And what do the globalists talk about in their own white papers? They're afraid of people that change narratives and are looking into the future. They don't care if you cover the past and talk about reparations and all this. They don't care if you talk about the current. They don't want you understanding trends. They don't want us getting in the game of controlling the future. Elaborate on that.
Absolutely. Because when you start to, once you identify the problem and what you expect the enemy to do, then you can take the next step after that and decide, okay, if this is what they're likely going to do, what do we need to do to counter that? And that's where you start to become problematic for the deep
state. And explain in warfare, that's what real top generals and field commanders understand, is knowing the enemy to anticipate you win by being a move ahead of them. Explain that.
Right. Identify their courses of, the range of courses of action that they can take based on their capability and intent. And then from that, you go ahead and develop courses of action to be able to counter them. A primary, an alternate, a contingency, an emergency plan, based on the resources that you have, and then you continue to create contingencies in order to counter that. A lot of what we can do to counter what they're trying to force on us through tyranny is First Amendment is very powerful against all tyrants. If we can dominate in the First Amendment ecosystem and landscape, such as right here, then we can educate a broader scope and swath of society to be equipped to understand what they're doing so that when you see it in person, you identify it, you can reject it right there on the ground. If some little local tyrant says you got to put on a mask and you already know in advance that they're going to do that for nefarious reasons, you're just going to reject it.
And if you show their Rockefeller Foundation documents from 10 years before COVID admitting it's for control, you can show people ahead of time and you've already beaten them before they do it.
Right. And so then it's just one person telling you what to do when 1,000 people surround that one individual saying, yeah, that ain't going to work, little buddy. Homie, don't
play
that.
Well, it'd be like if idiot bank robbers met a week before at a restaurant and drew up plans to rob a bank the next Friday morning.
Right.
And then the idiot left the letter, the cops will be waiting for him. That's what you want. Like, we have their battle plan. It's like, I'm not even that smart. The globalists think we're so dumb, they admit all this stuff, and I'm with their own plans that they follow, and it's so frustrating. It's like, you know, why? It's just crazy.
Right, right. If I may, Alex, just kind of one thing I want to kind of bring it to your attention on your radar. So we're currently in the middle of primary season where we can start to get some wins, right? Politically speaking, peacefully, patriotically, politically, etc. So pretty much every Tuesday from here on out through September 15th is going to be a primary depending on the state. After today, the next big one that I think people should focus in on, particularly those that are interested in J6 Truth and January 6th accountability, is a small little congressional race in Georgia's 11th congressional district. That's Barry Loudermilk's congressional district. For those that don't remember, Barry Loudermilk was the one member of Congress, the last Congress, and the last one where he headed a subcommittee to look and investigate January 6th. And then this Congress also look and investigate January 6th as a subcommittee under Judiciary. His former chief of staff retired immediately after Barry Loudermilk announced that he would retire from Congress in order to run for that particular seat. His chief of staff, Rob Atkerson, made it to the runoff against another individual in this seat. And the reason why we need to get him over the finish line is because Rob has been the one the last 4 years exposing the Pelosi Fed insurrection, releasing as much video CCTV footage as he's been able to in spite of the Brian Stiles of the Republican Party, or the Jim Jordans of the Republican Party, or the Mike Johnson and Kevin McCarthy's. So in order to continue to expose the J6 truth, if you will, of 2021, January 6th, the best person to do that through a political mechanism is this guy, Rob Atkerson. That's why I'm advocating that everybody take a look and see, and potentially we can get this to. It would be nice for a President Trump endorsement on this one as well so that we can agree with him on an endorsement to expose the corruption of the Uniparty, and particularly that J6 Fedsurrection. And Rob Atkerson's our guy.
Absolutely. Talking about forward-looking, We've got to be focused on these races, know who the candidates are and support them, not go, Trump went sideways, I'm done with the Republicans, because you study the voting record of the average Republican, it is light years better than Democrats. So this my ball and go home thing is weird. They act like if we're engaged, if we're involved in politics, if we're exposing election fraud, we're involved in the system, we're propping up the system. The system wants you to give up and go away. They want to demoralize you. You want to explain that to people?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people say give up. And here's where I differ with, what's his name? Nick Fuentes, right? He says, oh, we're just going to give up and we're going to go ahead and support Democrats. Let me reiterate this for the trillionth time to everybody that questions my loyalties. Under no circumstances am I going to support a Democrat traitor. In addition to that, under no circumstance am I going to vote and support a Republican traitor. Now, with that said, there are a lot fewer Republican traitors. And so we need to prop up. This is the season.
And the issue is you do your studying. I can bring up any issue you know about it. These people want to be free. Folks, you got to do a lot of research. And if you get the mindset of a war, your brain's built to do this. You're not supposed to. They give you football as a facsimile of war to learn all the factoids, or basketball or golf or all this stuff. They're all simulations of war. Business and your family and life and keeping your kids off drugs, that's the real war. Being healthy, working out, that's the real war. The real war is knowing about your political system, being engaged. And, yeah, it takes a lot of work, but it's exciting to do. You're built to do it.
Right. I mean, it's lazy to support a Democrat, for one, and it's lazy to go ahead and just support somebody that somebody else tells you to support. We have to continue to upgrade. So we went from let me kind of summarize it this way, Alex. This is very important for people to understand. Democrats, as we've seen over the last 5 years, are America's sixth at best. They have an Israeli flag, a Ukrainian flag, a family mutilation flag, a self-mutilation flag, a Palestinian flag, a Somali flag in the halls of Congress. Okay? So when you combine those, on average, your average Democrat in Congress is America fifth or America sixth, based on the resume that they post outside of
their offices. Let's be clear. They don't even want the Star Spangled Banner. They don't stand for the national anthem. They hate the country. They're not even America Six. They hate America. So we know they're bad. The Republicans have big problems, but they're the only battleground. The Republicans are where the populist battleground is.
Exactly. So then when you go over to the Republican side, we're in primary season, folks. From now through September 15th, we have to place in every single election the America First candidate across the board. And so you're seeing this Tuesday, we got South Carolina. Next Tuesday, we got the Georgia 11th runoff. The following Tuesday after that is the runoff in South Carolina. This is the level of granular understanding we have to dig into so that we don't need 50, 60, 100 senators to be perfect. Imagine if one member of the Senate, like a Kerry Lake or a Mark Lynch, comes in there. The entire institution's culture changes like that because they have a voice that doesn't bend a knee, and it forces those weak, toxic, feckless, stone-cold coward, mirror image Mike Pence Republicans to start to come over to our side. All we need is one in the Senate, one in the House. Look at what Thomas Massey has been able to do. So all it requires is one. So if we can get just one win out of the 435 in the House, one in the 100, we're in a such better position.
I agree.
Behind that one.
As Roger Stone said a year ago, the tiny Republican majority made it stronger for the America First group because we could force our agenda, which we did. And then Israel just targeted those few people. But we're about to get a bunch more in. The fight has just begun. Nick Swartor on the ground reporting. Dozens of cops are pushing back Carmelo supporters as we await the verdict to be read. Getting tense now, any minute now. We'll come back.
You're coming to D.C. on June 14th, right?
We'll see. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I got a lot going on here, but I'm thinking about it. I want to go up there. We'll be, if Trump comes out and repudiates the Israeli takeover, I won't. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers. And I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't need, I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? You're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body, but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes them. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or, you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Share the links! AlexJonesLive.com! Spread the word! AlexJonesLive.com!
Paul Revere rode through the night to spread the word. Would you do the same? It's a new dawn in the information war. You are the Paul Reveres. AlexJonesLive.com.
They're back in the courtroom reading the verdict right now. And Carmelo Anthony, his official story fell apart with all the witnesses because it's a black guy killing a white guy. It's a minority of black people, but they're out there brainwashed, you know, saying it's all racist or whatever. This is totally insane. And who knows what's about to happen up in Dallas. It's a suburb north of there, Frisco. Guilty of murder. It just came out. Let's go ahead and go to this live feed. Go to it. Yeah, let's pump the audio in real quick, guys.
Information momentarily, and if we could keep that camera up on the outside there, because it'll just be a matter of seconds before this crowd reacts.
Wow.
There's a live look outside the courthouse as people have gathered.
Guilty of murder.
again, if you're just joining us, Carmelo Anthony has been found guilty of murder, the top charge in this case, after just 3 hours of deliberation. Sonny, besides wow, which a lot of us are feeling, thoughts?
I was not expecting the top charge. I really was thinking that they would see manslaughter, still guilty, but manslaughter, different sentencing, but guilty of murder. So, you know, that's heavy.
Wow.
And I hope everyone just, it does not seem like everyone's going to be calm. It seems like we're going to have a problem there.
This is dumb.
We can see the...
this is dumb.
Listen to the leftist reporters all shocked.
Yeah, this is, yeah, I'm sorry, Ted. This is just dumb. This is stupid. I can't believe that this jury came back in 3 hours with guilty. I'm totally stunned. On top of that, this judge as well, not letting cameras in the courtroom. I mean, good job. Good job, Your Honor. Really, really, really good
Meanwhile,
job.
Meanwhile, the monster brutally murdered Ukrainian immigrant Irina Zaruska in cold blood, found not competent, been arrested 40 times for violence. Here, let's go back to the feed.
That this kid is being railroaded. And look at what happened. Your jury came back within 3 hours for a guilty verdict for a kid who used a 4-inch knife one time, didn't use it multiple times. Was it wrong? Yes. But was it murder, like, beyond a reasonable doubt? No. And was it
Notice the corporate media, Court TV, can't go to the live feed. Because I guarantee you there's so much kill the cracker stuff being screamed. But Nick Sordor is getting footage, says Brian Morello. We'll have that for you.
Carmelo's side of the courtroom. And they're going into the penalty phase immediately. So this, no one is leaving the courtroom. They're going to now go into the penalty phase. There's a huge, you know.
And look Carmelo at all these white liberals acting shocked. I mean, he went and stabbed somebody to death. We can't believe he's convicted. Oh my God, Hitler's taking over.
The sentencing.
A white guy didn't just have to convict him.
A lot of states, you're found guilty of murder, you're going away. Sometimes for life
doesn't run Fresco.
At least 25 to life before you're out. Texas is different. The range of sentencing here is 5 years to life in prison. So the decision making now, and we'll wait till Cody updates us whether the jury is going to stay in, do the sentencing, or if it'll be the judge. Boy, if I'm the defense, I'm getting that jury as far away from this courthouse as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%, 1,000%. I'm not letting this jury touch. I mean, I'm questioning the jury. I'm asking them, how did you reach your verdict? How did you reach it so quickly? What happened? It was a 4-inch knife. He used it one time. He was pushed. I'm not saying that it was right, but what are you doing? How did you get this verdict? I'd want to know. My whole identity as a defense attorney would be in question, right? I'm questioning my identity right now, and I have nothing to do with this case. How could you come back like that? I would be enraged. I'm enraged right now. This is very upsetting. And then on top of it, to compound it, this dumb judge didn't allow cameras in the courtroom. What was your wisdom? What were you thinking? How are you put on a robe? Are you that much of an imbecile that you won't let cameras in the courtroom in a case like this? This is not a rape case. This is something different. This is something that's clearly the whole community is enraged. And you knew that before the trial started. So, I mean, this is very upsetting.
You can see the reaction. The crowd outside, of course, has received the news that Carmelo Anthony has been found guilty of the top charge.
Man, listen to these leftists just whining and crying. And all these witnesses, he comes in and starts threatening everybody and doing all this and getting people's faces and told to leave dozens of times and then stabs a guy to death. And he said, he assaulted him, which wasn't true.
Just leave.
I mean, to be honest, if a white guy get convicted, the same thing, I'd say fine.
Guilty. There is no need for Mr. Stars.
They kill us with poison shots, it's okay.
Standing there with
they kill us with GMO, it's okay.
Moronic, intimidating.
Notice corporate media will not show what the people are saying because it's so unhinged.
Cliche.
Why don't you show us what the crowd's saying? Poor TV. Guys, go to Fox. Flip over to Fox, and we'll go back to Ivan Ranklin here. I mean, look at this. Won't show you audio of what's being said here. Let's go back to the audio. I bet they're just talking over it.
It's been a while, Kimberly. It's
yeah, look
nice
at this.
To see you.
Punch it up.
Your reaction here.
If I'm the defense attorney, I'm already.
Oh, you won't show us what the crowd's saying? Oh, why won't you let us see?
I want to know one by one, is this your verdict? I already have my Batson challenge enumeration error in my appellate brief. I'm already moving to, I'm pivoting right now. And I'm also trying to get some mitigation witnesses ready. He's a good.
Hey, listen to the leftist reporters. Oh, I'm outraged. Oh.
He admitted it.
Trying to stir stuff up.
Stopped him. You have to pivot as a defense attorney and move on to the next phase. The verdict is in.
Yep.
Yeah. Cody Thomas saying that there's lots of crying in the courtroom as everybody absorbs this on Carmelo's side. Also, on the Metcalf side, tears. And, again, they're going straight into the penalty phase. And Judge Bando, the jury makeup, there was a Batson
challenge. Probably a fight going on, but they won't show you this corporate media.
After the state used their strikes to get rid of the only three African Americans that were potential jurors. And they said this is because they worked for the school district, or a school district, and that's the reason they cut them out. Looking forward, is that reason enough in your estimation?
It may not be reason enough, but it's a substantial possible enumeration of error that I would definitely raise. That would be number one. That initially on the forefront of this, that my client was not afforded a jury of his peers. The state arbitrarily struck them as jurors based on their race, and not because you can be an educator and be reasonable. That doesn't automatically eliminate you from being a juror on this panel. Teachers punish, discipline, rehabilitate, and actually would be better jurors because they're used to dealing with these scenarios with children fighting, having difficulties. And that's exactly who you would want.
All right, we'll continue to track this as it unfolds. Ivan Reichlin, this is a perfect microcosm of divide and conquer. That the media makes it all about black on white, makes it the biggest issue in the world. Meanwhile, we're facing the potential end of the country, global depression, total war. Ivan Reichlin.
Yeah, you notice that if you look at my body of work on all the podcasts that I've been on, I don't really comment on the cultural component of this, other than when you're doing physiological damage to somebody, such as child mutilation or self-mutilation. All these other fabricated differences that we have, you know, what kind of, how many hair follicles one human has versus how many I have, how many, right? Bald versus not, or whether or not you have blue eyes or brown eyes. To me, that's really inconsequential. That's an argument that's for somebody else to make. I'm not going to get involved in that. That's just me.
Well, you heard the media. Oh, I'm outraged. I'm outraged, trying to stir up as much trouble as they can.
Right. My focus is to, you know, peacefully, patriotically apply maximum pressure to those that commit criminal actions. And it would be nice to see if, you know, if the verdict has come out with a guilty for murder, it would be nice to see also a guilty verdict to, I don't know, Anthony Fauci. Or a guilty verdict of treason against James Comey or John Brennan or the rest of the deep state. And we have yet to see that. Instead, this White House still is focusing its efforts on going after Israel's threats and enemies rather than our domestic enemies that are destroying many more Americans than any threat coming from any overseas threat.
Well, the war room's coming up. It'll have all the latest of what's really going on there on the ground. We're trying to get some feeds on the ground that aren't corporate media. They won't show the audio. They won't play the audio so we can understand what's happening there. But just big picture here, give us an analysis of where the American Republic is, the different geopolitical players. We've got about 14 minutes left. Ivan Reichlin, former Special Operations Lieutenant Colonel Green Beret, former Defense Intelligence Agency with all that's happening. Give us your report on the state of the Republic. Then the war room's coming up right out of the studio with all the latest on everything. Ivan Reichlin.
Yeah, let me do this at the big, big picture level. I want to go into how I have positive bias, and I'm going to explain why I have positive bias. Remember back in, just real quick, going back six years ago, in February 2021, every single one of us that's listening and watching this were enemies of the most powerful government, illegitimate, albeit, in the world. That's the Biden criminal syndicate. Since then, we've moved from being placed in jail, silenced, censored, to now we're in a position where particularly this show is the leading news program on the planet on the biggest platform known as X in the world. Okay. So our First Amendment is totally back. We're still obviously losing politically in some races, but we actually secured our initial wins. And I think in this primary, like our responsibility, everybody listening in, is to get as smart as possible and to get as actively engaged as possible to influence this primary cycle so that we can start to purge members of Congress, governors, lieutenant governors, attorneys general, senators, etc., so that we have actual representation that can force policies in our favor by making our government much more limited. And I would say that big picture moving forward, from now through September 15th, last state that has primaries is Delaware. So on September 16th, that's when, unfortunately, whatever happens, however many seats are bought off by the Israel Firsters, unfortunately, I have to say this, I'm going to have to, you know, pinch my nose and on September 16th say, all right, I'm going to keep those America Second crowd in place in order to defeat the America Sixth through America Trillionth Democrats, and then still continue to apply pressure and influence in person, digitally, physically, phone, email, in person, etc., those America Seconders so that they are more closely aligned with at least getting them to America tied for first. So right now, the big fight is to get the America Firsters in after September 15th. Then we have to lock arms and try to get those America Seconders to be at least tied for America first, kind of like what we had for the first 3-4 months of this administration when we had Charlie Kirk and we had Elon Musk on our side to be able to balance out the Miriam Adelsons, the Susie Wiles, the Jared Kushner influence into this White House. That's kind of my big picture assessment of how we can improve where we are currently at and being realistic about it.
Who does Susie Wiles really work for?
Well, she is the, if you look at, this is how I look at it, Alex. She has worked for Rick Scott. She has worked for Ron DeSantis. She has worked for President Trump on the campaign. So in that body of experience, along with Ballard Partners and Mercury PR, she has a massive network from birth at her time being a daughter of Pat Summerall, of a kind of generational network that she's been able to build with the donor class that supersedes kind of any president. So in order for anything to get to a president, it has to somewhat go through Susie. And if she's the one, the liaison between politicians, the ones that I listed, whether it's a president, a senator, or a governor, and the donor class, particularly in Florida and other foreign interests, right? She's kind of the liaison conduit, center of gravity of power politically, that needs to be identified. And if there's a problem that emanates from the donor class, the person to, I guess, counter that down donor class, you have to enlist Susie Wiles or remove her to be able to reject and push back against donor class interests, because she's the one that is the gatekeeper between the donor class and the politicians. And so that's why she's accumulated this much power and influence and foreign policy and domestic policy influence, because of her position as a chief of staff and her position as the liaison between Republican politicians and that big donor class. In addition to the big donor class, as the campaign manager, campaign co-chair, you also have probably all the dirt that can be had on any political campaign that you've been on, if there is any, as well as access to that small dollar donor class and influence. Couple that with the former campaign manager, Brad Parscale, of President Trump during the 2020 campaign, who is a known Israeli agent, foreign agent. You have this ecosystem set up that essentially binds some of the decision making of the White House, particularly President Trump and his family, in order to be in line with that ecosystem's interests for a kind of a pay-for-play money-making scheme. And it's the only thing I think at this point that slows that down, that corruption, that for, you know, pay-for-play foreign influence, is for President Trump on his own right to look back to Butler and say, you know what, they almost killed me in Butler. Maybe my destiny and my purpose in life ordained by God was to really double down and go against the deep state and call it out. And I see glimmers of hope and indications that maybe he is in that position where he's determining what he wants his legacy to be. Does he want to be known in his last few years as president, right? In his twilight years as, I don't know, can I use strong language right now, or are we on
radio? Any language you want, buddy, they can lay it out.
So I'm going to say it this way. Does Donald Trump want to be known as a little bitch cuck in the corner for foreign interests, or does he want to be remembered and his family remembered as the strong alpha male, similar to what he's going to present on Sunday, June 14th, as an alpha male dog, patriot, American, fighting for Americans and American citizens against all enemies, foreign and particularly domestic? I want my president to be remembered as the latter, a strong alpha dog man that protects his family, his children, his grandchildren, and his entire country's citizens. I pray that that happens.
And what you're saying is absolutely central, and it's what the globalists hate. We're pissed at Trump, but we're still trying to put pressure on him, and we do. A lot of times we get corrections. They say, oh, you're still with Trump because we're engaging him. That is the most mindless lie, but I see it everywhere, that we need to, you know, tell Darth Vader to throw Emperor Palpatine down the reactor shaft. We need to do as much as we can to get Trump to correct.
Perfect analogy. Because
if we stand by and don't resist what he's doing, we're aiding and abetting those forces that are in there. We're acting like we don't have any power when we do have power.
I can't top the analogy that you use with Star Wars. You got the dark force, right? Teetering, the Darth Vader, and the greater evil is, the Palpatine. And so once that happens, then he can kind of lift, it's that weight off his chest. I mean, once he makes that decision that, you know what? I'm done with being manipulated by my inner circle, by foreign interests and influence. Cause at the end of the day, it comes down to his legacy. And I think maybe that's going to be the...
And you were just saying legacy. The legacy is his future. He finally makes the right decision at the end and grabs victory from the jaws of defeat for his legacy, for the future.
Exactly. And it benefits him. It benefits us. It benefits all of us. It just requires courage, and he's going to have to reject the likes of Mark Levin and Lindsey Graham.
Trump has to politically, nonviolently, but metaphysically take Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro and Adelson and Netanyahu and just pick them up and throw
them. And even his son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to reconsider what they've been advising him of.
Well, notice they kept Kushner hidden for a while, and now he's right back.
Yeah. He's not in the administration, they tell us, right? Meanwhile, he's in every single peace deal that results in a war. Huh. How peaceful and successful is that, Jared? I would love for him to come on this show and for you to ask him some questions. And if he does, I would be happy to come in studio as well and have a conversation with him so that he can explain himself. Going all the way back to why was good old BB staying at your place in New York back decades ago? Why were you involved in the COVID as the shadow governor? What was your role there? How much money your friends and you made off of that?
And here's AIPAC killing America and killing our future. That's Palpatine just enjoying himself. And here's Trump going along with it. He needs to do it. Darth Vader did. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, I in one camp, I think you have, to use this analogy to Star Wars, I think in one camp, whispering in Darth Vader's ear or President Trump's ear is Miriam Adelson, Jared Kushner, Bibi Netanyahu, and BB's being advised by Lindsey Graham every 2 weeks, whispering sweet thoughts of manipulation of what he needs to do to influence Donald Trump. And the reason why Lindsey Graham knows how to do that is because he spends a lot of time, quote unquote, golfing with President Trump, because Lindsey doesn't have any responsibilities other than going to Ukraine, going and hanging out with Zelensky, going to Israel and hanging out with Bibi Netanyahu and golfing with President Trump. Since Lindsey doesn't have children, grandchildren, doesn't have a spouse, doesn't have anything, except for maybe a bubble wand. And then on the other side, you have Americans that, you know what? We don't want power. I don't want power. I just want to take away tyrannical power from my government. And if it comes in the form of sending trillions of dollars to fight other countries' wars, that's a problem. That's a red line for people like me that, I mean, I could be retired and just relax my whole life with my kids. But it's unacceptable to see this happening without saying anything. It's just irresponsible for a grown man such as myself to watch this occur to my country and not say anything. That's why I respect you in this show. And that's why I come on as much as you allow me to, because patriots like you, Alex, have earned the my time and attention, because I could be choosing my time anywhere, right? But again, I'm nobody, but I choose to only platform myself on shows that have stood up against the tyranny, and you happen to have done it for.
Well, I appreciate you. Well, we're all in. We've been proven right. I mean, I'm blessed to be in this fight. I'm blessed to be here and blessed talking to you and blessed the crew. We'll cover
Alex
this.
Jones is always right, right?
Most of the time. Well, they misrepresent too. Like they say, wasn't right about Sandy Hook. I just covered people questioning Sandy Hook. They made up this whole thing to raise money.
You asked
the
question about Sandy Hook. They didn't like the question. So then they manipulated it in order to,
I'm asking whether this helicopter shoot down was a false flag. I don't know if it was. Very, very weird timing though.
Yeah. Absolutely. You call it out. I mean, left and right. Up, down, left. As remember the Nintendo? Up, down, left, right, VA, select, start.
But now we just, you and I just peed on the helicopter. Yeah, it's like, he peed on Graves. Really wasn't that just made up?
I got to hold you to this, Alex. Come on. You don't travel a lot. Why don't you come out for the UFC event? I mean, this is, you know, everybody.
I don't mind traveling. I don't mind traveling.
Be there.
Let me finish. I don't have a bunch of money. I don't even have money for it. And I'll go without security. Everybody's like, what are you doing? So it becomes a whole issue.
I got security. Here's the deal. I will cover security. I got a place to stay for you and your crew on me. You just come out.
I'm already considering. I don't need to be pushed because I want to, you know.
I'm not pushing because if I push, you'll say no. I'm just trying to.
I'm strongly considering it. The problem is I'm trying to hold down the fort here and build a new studio on the network, but I'm very close to going. It'll be a circus if I go. I'm thinking about it. Thanks, Ivan Ranklin.
That's why I need to go.
I love you, brother. Oh, it'll be a circus.
Everybody request Alex Jones go to the UFC fight. Have him inviting,
I'm going to be banned from the fight, so I'm not cool enough. Hey, I love you. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Ivan Ranklin. Great job. People be sure and follow him on X. Ranklin. Rob Duke's coming in here. I think he's the guy doing it. Harrison's taking a few days off with family. And my son Rex is going to be hosting some. And I'm going to host some in the War Room this week and next week. Okay? You haven't got enough of me. Like, I could just come to 3 hours of calls. Everybody would love that. But the War Room is coming up with Rob Duke. Great job of the crew putting up with me. We'll continue to follow the situation in Frisco up north of Dallas. And more as the War Room begins. Be sure to find the feeds for the War Room with Harrison Smith, the co-host, Rob Duke. And that is 3 to 6 p.m. Central, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the coordinates of the new site. And on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live for the network. Easiest place to find it is AJN Live on X. Or, it's so easy, alexjoneslive.com. The feeds are all there. Rumble, X, our own house feed, audio feeds, Alex Jones Live. .com. I was eating the jalapeno when he was talking, but down the wrong way. Ate a lot of jalapenos.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look. Vodka. Potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow! The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the AlexJonesStore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.